Talking No Quarters E3-tacular 2013.
Woo. All right.
It's a special episode of this motherfucking video game podcast where we'll talk about E3 of 2013.
Yes.
The hardware, the games, the highs, the lows.
The drama.
The joy, the drama. The silliness.
The tears and the laughter.
No, yeah. No, tears are 2 years from now.
Yeah. The countdown to tears is still in effect.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. One day we will all cry at a game.
Yeah.
Okay. 2015.
That's not Mass Effect 3.
Gotcha.
Or Walking Dead. Mm. Or lots of other games.
Uh-huh.
Or Super Meat Boy.
Yes. Or, but that's a different kind of tears, yeah.
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 But anyway, first half we're going to talk hardware, and then second half we'll get into games and software and all the fun stuff that we're interested in.
Big news.
So, we finally have details on everything.
Details?
Wait, wait.
Oh, sorry.
You know what details we need? We need names. I'm Mackie.
I'm BJ.
I'm Chuck.
And I'm Harlow.
And okay, that's all the details you need.
Details!
Details! First up, let's just... Should we do Xbox One?
Since let's just they go went in the first. Order that they went.
Yeah, they X-Bone. Went first.
X-Bone is coming out in November.
Yeah, November. Wait, they unspecified have a date November.
November. Unspecified November.
Yes. November for...
Could be November 2014.
Would you guys like to know 15? How much it's going to cost?
They probably know.
How much does it cost?
Your soul. Or so. $499.
Yeah.
$499 for an X-Bone.
I'll buy an Xbox.
Next time, catch it.
$499 for an X-Bone, which comes with a mandatory Kinect.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And then they proceeded to not show one reason why you need a Kinect with your Xbox.
No, Kinect is not required, but it's mandatory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't always need a Kinect, but you need a Kinect connected most of the time when there's day and or night going.
It's not required, but it's mandatory.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's the easiest way to explain it.
Okay, problem number one with their press conference.
Everything.
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm. But, look, no. They have a lot of issues going into this press conference that they need addressing. And far down on the list is the fact that the Kinect is mandatory and has to be connected at all times. Mm-hmm. And then they proceed to have an hour and a half show, basically, and they don't show one thing that requires a Kinect. Nothing.
From what I understand, Rise uses it to a certain extent.
No,
that
was developed as a Kinect game, and then they said, you know what? Kinect sucks. Put all this shit on the controller.
So that would be why every fight instance was a QuickTime event?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that game is purely a controller game now.
Okay, well, good for them. But I will say, the thing they did right was show a lot of games.
They did show a lot of games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that looked good.
Games. Yeah, they do. They look good. Their
lineup looked really good.
I wish people would... I know we're sort of at the point now where graphics aren't going to be a great leap each and every generation. They just can't be.
Yeah.
But I wish people could look at a video and see that there's actually an improvement in it going on just in terms of like draw distance and like shit happening on screen and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I can totally tell these games are not running on something I could use right now because there's like 6,000 characters on screen all doing something independent of one another.
Yeah.
And people are just like, it looks like something I could play on 360.
That welcome to every console generation.
No, I know. You could just look at these videos and see that there's something more going on here and people are just...
Yeah, Rise, I think Rise is the one that had the craziest stuff going on.
A lot of shit going on in Rise.
Yeah.
I'd always ignored that game because I thought it was a Kinect game and now I was like, I would play that game.
Yeah. And Dead Rising, I seem to be the only one who's excited about that
I'm on board for Dead Rising.
There were
Rise.
A ridiculous amount of zombies on screen,
yeah.
And the draw distance was far.
Yep.
Because that's one thing about the original is there were a lot of zombies, but it was all pop-in.
Yeah.
Was this stuff actually running on a console or...
Yeah.
We didn't see it.
Yeah.
It high-end PC, but basically...
See...
An Xbox One is supposed to be...
Yeah. I mean... I don't know.
There have been instances in the past where, like, especially last year, when I was looking at Battlefield 3, I was like, wow, that looks gorgeous. And then you get the game and
garbage,
you're like, this looks like shit.
You hope.
I hope it'll be closer this time. Because obviously mm-hmm. there's a bunch more stuff under the hood in the box.
For sure.
So they say.
In the Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But interesting choice by them to start off with 360 stuff. I mean, I guess it's like they figured once we start showing Xbox One stuff,
Sony did it too.
Nobody's going to care.
Right.
So
you can't show the new stuff and then go, hey everybody, let's slow it down for a second and talk about what you already have.
Apple always does the same thing.
Yeah.
You can't show, they always end with the new.
Yeah.
They're like, iTunes, great. And
yeah, but there was actually more 360 stuff than I was expecting for sure.
Well, I mean, didn't they open with Metal Gear?
Wasn't it like an
8-minute long Metal Gear thing?
I tuned out for a lot of that, to be honest.
I was enjoying the first couple minutes of it, and then it just kept going on and on and getting sillier and sillier, and I was just like, I don't know.
And also, weird choice by them for their first three guests on stage that weren't Microsoft dudes to be people whose English was their second language.
There was a lot of non-English speaking people on stage, and God bless them, you know? I mean, they're putting forth an effort. I appreciate that and everything. It's still awkward.
Yeah.
It's still awkward to have someone come out by themselves on stage and attempt to speak some things in English about their game. And it's like, you kind of feel bad for them, but you're excited about the thing. And
you understand why they use translators for a lot of these dudes at other things.
Is there dubstep in Metal Gear Phantom Pain?
It sounded like there might be.
So horses, dubstep. What was the third?
Stealth?
No, stealth has been around. I was thinking, what's the next generation?
An arrow?
Oh, no, that
was
good.
That was last year.
You're the bow.
Yeah. Well, bows are coming back in a big way. Very soon. Last of Us has a bow.
I think next gen horses is, that's where we're going, because every third game had horse stealth.
Horse four.
They actually put that on the screen. Horse stealth that came up in a shitty font.
Did it say that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
oh my god. Because I like trying to watch the live stream, I gave up because it was either just lagging every 20 seconds.
Yep. Yeah, you were having problems.
Or I was so far behind. People on Twitter are like, oh my god, this. And I'm like, wait, I'm still on Metal Gear. You guys are, what are you?
Horse stealth. Yeah.
Hey,
I guess the big 360 thing was World of Tanks.
Tanks,
yeah,
World of Tanks,
and an entire world
for free.
Yeah, free to play. It's Mech Assault
for around. I mean, that's been a PC thing, right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And also, is there an iOS thing too?
I didn't realize how huge it was, but yeah, World of Tanks is monstrous.
It's like a Minecraft thing for them. I mean, it's something that if you're only a console gamer, you have no clue it exists, but it apparently is a big get.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but eventually they moved, you know, they started going through Xbox One games.
There's a new 360.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Wait, another what?
It's a tiny bit smaller and costs exactly the same price.
Yeah, and that's like, no.
Does it come with a Kinect?
No.
No price drop.
4 gig hard drive.
What? God damn it. Are you serious?
Yeah.
4 gig hard drive is the dumbest thing that they could do.
Are
those things made of fucking gold?
No.
Unicorn tears?
No.
Yeah, I
childish hopes.
They started late, and you could tell they were kind of constrained by time because they just started blowing through stuff. And that was one of the things that were like, "Hey guys, here's a new 360," and they like revealed it, and it was like, "That sort of looks like the old 360." And they were like, "Okay, we got to move on."
Yeah, it's basically like the Slim, just without the kind of indentation angles of it.
It looks like
they
an
rounded
Xbox One
it out to be flat.
Yeah, it's going to get really confusing now because it looks like the new console, just a little smaller.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I was so everyone was sort of putting their money on that thing being, you know, a $99 tiny Xbox, and
no,
$299.
Hold me closer, that tiny is, Xbox.
Wait, not $299.
$299.
I thought their lowest was $199.
I think it's
The 4 gig's been a $199 thing for a while.
Not maybe.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes, absolutely. $299 has been the big hard drive one for a long time.
All right then.
Well, I will eventually get that model when
all the other models
when it's
die.
Like $99.
Yeah,
yep. Yeah, but. Yeah, they went through a bunch of games, had some audio issues.
Oh, the god. Just
and the first game, everyone's like, okay, it's a dragon game. This is fine, whatever. And then the second one.
No, wait a minute. You're selling that short because people were making fun
dragon
noises and just like whoosh and all the flying. Everyone had fun with that.
Yeah.
But then when the Battlefield video came on and had no sound, people started booing.
Yeah.
People were just like, screw you, girl. And like the guy on stage yelled at him to be quiet. Which, I don't know, if I was in the crowd, I would just be like, fuck you, guy.
Well, be quiet so you can not hear this?
Yeah, it's like, well, am I supposed to listen harder? There's no audio, dude. Yeah, it wasn't just Microsoft either. All the shows had snafus, but those were just paint. Like, when that kind of thing happens, I just have to walk away. I can't sit there and be part of the pain.
And I felt bad because Battlefield 4 looked good. You know, I mean, it...
They usually look
crazy.
Good. They,
yeah.
They usually look good. They just they don't play so good. Good.
It looked cool, but I fell for it last year. I'm not falling for it this year.
Yeah. I mean, to me, that's not a gameplay style that appeals particularly to me anyway.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're either in on Battlefield multiplayer or you're not. And I was obviously not. So.
Wait, that game has multiplayer?
I think it does.
That's
yeah.
the huge draw of all of it. Dude.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
They showed some,
I remember some like some tank thing.
No, there's a thing where like a bunch of people can play at the same time.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. So it's kind of like where that series started.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Online only.
Yeah.
Battlefield.
Yeah, judging that game by single player is not the thing to be judging it by. But
no.
Yeah. They eventually got through that stuff and then kind of were like, all right, well, guess what? $4.99.
Yeah.
And people everyone were like, said,
huh,
it's higher than we were expecting.
Way higher.
I don't think it was higher than what people were expecting. I think it was higher than they wanted it to be. I think most people were like, I was afraid it was going to cost that much.
I think it's a mistake.
Of course it's a mistake.
Yeah. I mean, for one.
Especially in hindsight.
Piss everyone off 2 weeks before your price announcement. And then make sure that your price is nice and high.
What I can't...
Nice and high.
Like, what I don't understand about it is, like, how all those messages got out. And they're like, no. That's not like that. It's not like that. And then this happens. And they're like, okay, yeah, you just got to check in every 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And you can kind of give your friends use games, but they have to be on the thing, on your friends list for more than 30 days. And...
Yeah, there was like a whole whirlwind of information right before E3, like since our last show, where they...
And it's all the stuff that dude they fired said was in it.
Yeah, it really is. That guy was sort of like, you shouldn't be poor and you should have broadband because you're going to need it to play games and there's no rights to owning a new video game console, so deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically what Microsoft just come out and said. They're like, you got to be online. You have to have at least this much speed. You have to do this. You have to do that. If you don't have internet, we have this welfare console that'll be hanging out for a while called the Xbox 360.
I couldn't believe, like, that's like the Sony approach from this generation's launch. It's like, hey, you want it? Get another job. Get more job. Get more internet.
It's amazing.
Or else just be poor and take it.
It's amazing how it's happened that way, that this is almost exactly what Sony did in 2006.
Yeah.
Like, it's phenomenal, like, the parallels between all of it. And that the executives after the show, like Dan Matrick, just being like, well, yeah, if you don't have internet, you can get a 360.
I mean, I understand what he was saying. He was trying to say that the 360 is going to be around for a while.
Yeah.
And if you continue to not have internet or good internet, you can still have this console. We're still going to support it. There's going to be games, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
But in this climate of them just shitting all over everybody, it comes across as...
Which is how everyone took it.
You don't deserve nice things.
Yeah. Yeah. I hope, like, I remember saying this after their first press conference, being like, if you're in Microsoft PR, brush up on your resume.
No.
And now it's like, if you're in Microsoft PR, get in another field because you are never getting another PR job again.
Burn your resume to the ground. Go into hiding.
Because seriously, like, you're done.
Like, start a commune.
Yeah.
Something.
They're like they botched everything they could possibly botch. Which is such a direct contradiction to what Sony went out and did.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm still amazed that Sony did basically everything right. Everything they needed to do right, they did right. And then some.
Yeah, but for the most part, if you're grading the entire press conference, they kind of didn't. Because they didn't really show a lot of big
stuff. They didn't show new things.
Yeah. It was sort of like more of what you'd already knew was coming out and a lot of indie stuff and stuff like that, which fine.
We already had a pretty revealing announcement from them when they announced the
PS4.
So they didn't,
because they didn't sports, fantasy, sports,
right.
TV.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, they also, there weren't a whole lot of questions about what you're getting out of the PS4.
No.
So they didn't need to answer them. They just needed to show.
Yeah. Like, they were like, number one, name, not a big thing. Mm-hmm. You know what it's going to be called. We've done it three other times.
They did show it. They did unveil it.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a weird sort of
Exaflexagon?
And it's small.
Is it small? I haven't seen it in
comparison. Compared to the, like, the X-Bone is a monolith, and it's like a laptop.
The X-Bone's just a tiny bit bigger than a PS3,
mm-hmm.
the original one.
Mm-hmm.
This one is like, if you remember the base of the PS3,
mm-hmm.
it's about that wide.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, it's a solid 2 inches, not as wide as the old one, but it does go deeper, I guess. But, I mean, it's it's shockingly small, and apparently the power supply is built into it, so it's not even a separate brick.
Oh, thank
wow,
God.
Nice.
Yeah.
If you just search for, like, Xbox One PS4 size comparison,
yes.
there's a picture that will show you.
I must do this.
Yeah. It's just a little bit
shockingly tiny.
Longer than the PS. Well, the X-Bone is a little bit longer than the PS3, and then
mm-hmm.
PS4 looks like about the size of two Wiis sitting next to each other.
Oh.
Not Wii U's.
Oh, yeah, look at that. It is pretty small.
Yeah. It's little. I am interested that both. both of them have gone to, like, as far as design goes, both of them have gone to, like, black monolith.
Yeah, I mean,
set top thing.
These things don't matter anymore, really. You're just going to shove it in the thing, and it's going to get covered with dust.
No, it doesn't matter.
I do like the Xbox 360, like the classic white look. It's something that's kind of nice.
I don't know if I've faceplates.
I don't know if I've grown used to it or what, but mm-hmm. I like the look of it.
Yeah,
and it's different. It's obviously the Wii is white, but.
If I went back in time to before you could install games and I still had the white Xbox, I would not be missing it at all. Like, I know we've even had game installs for so long, but that thing was a goddamn jet engine when this drive.
PlayStation 3 still is.
Well, it still is.
I mean, from noise factor, yeah obviously. Mm-hmm. Fuck that.
But, I was saying, it was the worst.
I'm just talking from a visual factor.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it blends in with everything else now.
Yeah.
It looks like your cable box, or both of them look like your cable box or your DVD player or a very small
shitty
receiver.
Xbox in particular wanted it to look like your cable box.
Yeah.
Because that's what they ultimately want it to be.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like the PS4, they were just like, somebody draw some fucking picture and make some plastic case for that thing and put it out there. Who cares? Just get it out so they'll stop bitching. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I
think everyone made too big a deal about not showing the box.
Well, I think it's funny now that it was the least priority on anyone's list going into E3, which was, what does it look like? By then, the discussion had moved so far past that.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think PS4, the only disadvantage they had was having shown all those games before.
Yeah.
And Xbox not having shown any.
Yeah.
Which I think would have worked out well if they had more damage control about all the crap that they were putting in that thing.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the 24-hour check-in, which was confirmed, the lending stuff that was confirmed.
They really should have fucking killed that before their announcement.
Let me give an example. I don't work in PR, but if I did, let me give you an example of how I would have handled the situation going into E3 about all the Xbox bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
You get asked about used games because all the rumors were, oh my God, they're going to block used games.
Yeah.
So does the new Xbox play used games? Yes, absolutely it does. Period.
Mm-hmm.
Then someone asks, do you have to be online all the time to use the console? No, you do not. We will announce more about our online features in the future.
Yeah.
Period. Oh, the end.
No. I want you to realize you just became Gearbox PR. That just happened.
No.
You just basically straight up fucking lied to people.
No, because here's the thing. All that shit is in flux. It is still, none of that stuff is set in stone. They came out and announced all that stuff thinking Sony was going to be equal or worse, and they wanted to get in front of it and be like, let's just put it out there and make it sound as good as we can, even though their message was confusing as fuck.
It doesn't matter. They're officially out of the closet. You can't go back in. I mean, like, they
can never turn on that switch.
No, they can't. I mean, they can't say, like, well, it's gone. Yes, sort of. I mean, they can do it, but it's the idea is out there now. I mean, they can recant down the line, I think. But, I mean, until launch, I don't think it's...
See, I think some of that stuff will quietly go away.
No,
I think
it needs to loudly go away. Yeah. Well, they need to say, hey,
sorry,
we're headed a direction and we thought it was the right thing, but we've gotten obviously a lot of feedback And we've realized that that is not a thing that people want, and this makes people angry, so we're not going to do it.
But what we learned from this most recent video game generation is that it takes another generation for that to happen.
But it doesn't have to.
Of course it doesn't have to, if you're talking about actual real-world human beings who interact with one another on a daily basis and understand how the world works.
Can they not just all be sitting around the fucking office in Redmond going, mother of fuck!
I think a lot of them are.
Morale has to be terrible at Microsoft right now, because the only goodwill people have is like, well, they've got the better games and you play video games for games, you know, but they've already positioned their console as, it's your entertainment, do everything but games! So, like, the one thing you have going for you, you're trying to run away from.
Mm-hmm.
And if they do reverse it, I mean, I don't know. It's tough because if they reverse it.
I'm not thinking about
the goodwill they would garner if they flat out said, you know, consumer demand says this, we can't do this.
Well, yeah, when,
you know, like people won't accept this.
When but companies fuck up,
the problem
then,
is everyone's going to go, well, it's still in there somewhere. And all it takes is the next dashboard update before they flip the switch and turn it on.
Well, sure. Some people will say that, but in watching industries in general, not just the video game industries or industry, when a company screws up in a major way, mm-hmm. and they come out and say, you know what, we screwed it up, you didn't like it, we're going to make it right,
mm-hmm.
it goes a long, long way towards restoring people's confidence.
Absolutely, it does.
I think the ship has sailed. I think because of the fact that discs are just a delivery medium, they're not the game, mm-hmm. and that everything essentially is digital, the absolute best we could hope for is that you click a button and it says, okay, I want to lend and or sell this game, and you get like a code you can write down and give to somebody that will allow that. Pain in the ass. But it's just that's the best you're going to hope for, is a giant pain in the ass.
I don't think they can back away from this stuff because they have integrated so much of this directly into the system.
Okay, but here's
they can't change it.
Here's the thing, though.
The difference is the PS4 is still operating like the PS3. If I go on right now to my PS3 and I say, I want to buy Assassin's Creed 3, mm-hmm. and I click download and I give them $30 or whatever it is, I can't give anybody that copy of that game.
No, I know.
No?
But I think they already said that the PS4 is like the Xbox One in that you're installing the games of the hard. I don't think the games run off the disc at all. The disc on the PS4 is the same. I think it's just a delivery mechanism.
I don't think so. Not at all. I mean, unless it's just... maybe it is, but I mean, it probably still requires a hard drive install, but I mean... It's not like a burn one. It's not a DivX. You know, it's not a use once.
No,
and it's,
I know. But what he's saying is, it's just like you're going to have to install the game to the hard drive, but you'll still be able to share that game with somebody else.
But what I'm trying to figure out is that if it's a mandatory install on the PS4, like if the PS4 is like you got to run it off the hard drive for it to run, which I think is accurate. Because,
but I bet with disk in the drive, as the authentication key
or whatever. Okay, that makes sense, because then I'm thinking like, well, what's to stop one person from buying a game and just sending it all over the country? Like, but yeah, we were all sitting here doing a podcast on Monday when this happened, and like you guys were thrilled and I was stunned. Like, I am still shocked that it happened the way it went down, the way PlayStation came out and just said, it just point after point after point, just hammered it. Like, this thing about the Xbox, nope. This thing, nope. This, nope. And guess what, bitches? It's $100 cheaper. I'm amazed, one, that that happened, and two, that somehow the Xbox then has to persist in this shitty environment of it being the worst thing ever, and you know they're not going to do anything about it.
Because you know somewhere that someone is going, welcome to our world, bitches.
Yeah.
You did this to us last generation.
I know,
we came out and they were like $600, and they're like, $400, bitch.
I know. But
yeah.
It's so shocking and amazing that happened. And
I love that Sony embraced it. Like, they Jack Tretton was just on the stage going, yeah, you know, you don't need online.
Mm-hmm.
We think you should be able to sell your discs back and get money for them, trade them to your friends. I mean, to the point that they had an official video with one of the presidents of Sony handing Adam Boyes a disc, and it says, how to share games on your PlayStation 4.
Yeah.
Hands him a disc and goes, thanks. Mm-hmm. And the video ends.
That video is fucking brilliant. Like, whoever came up with the idea to do that, all the money.
I'm sure it's Adam Boyes because that guy has a good sense of humor. But like, it's just like that's. It amazes me that that is an official video. That like company officials are like, yeah, fuck you guys.
Oh, we're fully back in the whole Genesis Super Nintendo era of fuck the competition. We are gonna take it to you because you think about it. The 360 PS3 generation was nice.
Yeah.
For the most part, yeah. It was nice. Like, 360 could have shit all over PS3 when they got hacked.
Well, PS3 tried to every once in a while.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, but that was just like...
I think they have to at this point because the games are going to be so similar.
Yeah.
The architectures are so similar that there are going to be almost no differences with ports aside from, you know, who gets exclusives.
Right.
So they have to find ways to differentiate.
Things. Those were pretty taunting against Microsoft.
Yeah,
we give you a controller because
Those were, but those were still pretty good natured. They weren't exactly.
They went after each other on the Kinect versus Move thing.
Yeah,
hard.
They did. That was sort of their. Yeah, they kind of did, but like just in terms of
their half console. If you think about it,
sure.
I mean, that was, I mean, mm-hmm. Everyone's like, oh, this is the longest console generation. No, they had a half console.
Yeah, the Kinect was sort of another thing for them. I don't know.
But, I mean, Sony had decent games. I mean, it wasn't, I think the Xbox games presentation was a lot better. And they had more titles that I was like, you know what, I want to play that, and I want to play that, and I want to play that. Than Sony did necessarily, but
$499, half of them were on both.
Yeah.
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 I mean, there's not that many exclusives. There are like five exclusives to the one that aren't.
Mm-hmm. I think there are like five exclusives each.
Yeah.
Like
but
five
really,
and
if they had come out and said $499, I wouldn't have a pre-order in right now.
Yeah.
There's no way.
PS4?
Yeah.
Even though it said all the right things?
Oh, I would have, even if they said, it wasn't the price. I mean, that helps. Obviously, that's awesome. But sure. If they said everything they said and still said $499 too, or $479 because it's just a minor little fuck you.
Yeah.
Like they're changing the PowerPoint that day.
Right.
I don't care. That's all I need to hear.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the camera does not come with it.
No.
And have they said how much that's going to be separate?
I can't remember if it was 59 or 59. 69.
Yeah.
59?
They announced like
that and the controller.
The controller and the camera are 59 extra. I mean, it comes with a controller, obviously, but
a controller and a camera?
No.
Both of them together, 59.
The accessory of the controller is 59, and the accessory of the camera is 59.
Is it a special controller?
No, they're just saying extra controllers.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
They're just pricing the extra controllers, which is the same price.
Yeah, I know. I hate that they're like $60 for a controller, but
yeah. Tell me about it.
Yeah, well, I can tell you right now, I've had one DualShock 3. I've had about five 360 controllers.
Yeah.
Well, also, I mean, to be fair, you played a shitload more 360 than PS3.
Yeah, but they also just broke.
Yeah.
I had one break with like 2 months of use.
I had the battery clip pop, like break on three of them, and just the sticks wore down. I mean, but I played, like you said, I played a hell of a lot more 360 than I did PS3, and that's going to shift over now because all four of us ordered PS4s.
Yep.
Straight up.
Newsflash.
Yep. Go ahead.
That night.
Call us fanboys because we didn't just make a logical argument.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this for me is making a switch. So,
knowing that I can loan games to you guys and you guys can loan games to me was.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
Honestly, the biggest factor.
Well, absolutely.
Like, I didn't even care. Like, I don't like it, but I don't care about the whole got to check in every 24 hours.
I don't care about that.
Because my stuff, you know, I have internet at my house. It's always connected. I don't like that I can't loan stuff to people. I don't like that once I loan it to Chuck and it goes, oh, you loaned it to Chuck. You can't loan it to anybody else now.
You're done. It's not the idea of checking in every 24 hours. It's where does it check into 8 years from now?
Right.
Yeah.
Where does
it check in 2 years from now? Or if your internet goes out for a week.
Does it check in?
Why does it check in?
Why? Yeah. And especially now that we know the strategy for both, why does one have to check in and the other doesn't? Why?
Here's the thing that the reasons I pre-ordered a PS4 are the price was in a reasonable fucking range where normal human beings can save up and afford it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the Wii U is only $50 cheaper than the PS4.
Yeah.
Think about that.
And the culture.
That won't be for very long.
I know.
Yeah. The entire culture of what Sony is doing aside from what Microsoft is doing.
Well, yeah. And the guys on TVGP say this all the time, but they say, you don't choose which console you play on. Your friends choose which console you play on.
That is absolutely true.
Which,
if I did,
everyone I knew, except for you, Chuck, was like, I'm getting a PS4 instead of an Xbox One.
Well, nowadays it does. I mean, but even
I know, well, but you're getting both. Chuck's getting you're the only person both. I know that is actively like actually. Well, like, I have pre-ordered an Xbox One.
In theory, I'm getting both. I haven't even... I mean, because we pre-ordered on Amazon, which means you've paid nothing. So, I mean, the last day, I could go, you know what? Fuck that Xbox. Mm-hmm. So, I just put it in because I was like, hey, November, I'm going
to
want
this. You have time to come to your senses.
Okay. Well, and honestly, like, thinking about achievements carrying over and gamer score and all that stuff...
You abandoned that mindset.
That
quick.
Whole thing really made me go like, you know what? That shit... does not matter, and it's only going to be worse because it's going to be all sorts of timed exclusive badges and like launch day achievements and just shit like that where
Switch, the stupid 0 point launch day achievement.
No, but things like that, because that's okay. where they're going with all of it you know, all these where it becomes so many things that it means nothing.
Yeah, when I heard an achievement them going shuffle party, I was like, oh god, fuck achievements so hard.
Yeah, they kind of screwed the pooch on. Like,
no, I'm just saying, like, when my mom can earn achievements by
playing
flicking jewels or something, you know,
bejeweled or whatever.
Yeah. I'm not ready to shit on achievements just yet.
Okay,
because and I'm not either. I still think back to Rock Band, and I'm like, you know what? If those games had just been able to put out an update with a bunch of more achievements and shit in it, that would have kept people going because you can beat those games in an afternoon. And it's like, if you just give more goals with some little dingy thing to get, people would just be continuing to do that.
Can they do achievements on free LC?
Not right now, but I'm sure they will. Because that's right.
Free LC.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, they changed it. It used to be.
The Doritos things have achievements points, right?
Yeah. They could have done it, I guess.
Sure, they could have. They're going to do it going forward.
Yeah, but I guess just realizing that stuff doesn't matter as much as I thought it mattered to me.
I think it matters even more now.
Why?
Really?
Yeah.
Why? We're talking about a free-to-play model. You really think like achievements mean anything when someone can go, real American dollars?
Let me clarify what I mean by
that's always
it means...
been there.
Let me clarify what I mean by it means more. Full Tilt Poker, Full House Poker. Full House Poker? Is that the one? That has like season based achievements. Like there's stuff in there you can't get because it's not spring 2012 anymore. Yeah. Stuff like that. I think those are kind of cool because it does show like how long you were playing a certain game or, you know, you were there then. You can't just go get a disc for $1 and put it in and just get all the achievements and be done with it. It's sort of a hipster achievement kind of thing. I was playing this game years before. I'm not saying that's great. I'm just saying I think... there's so many other problems now they have to deal with it. It doesn't matter. But I think had both systems been equal, it would have been just an interesting little step up in the achievement system of that developers can push out these new achievements every month and give you more reasons to go back to a game. I wish there are games that I really love, but sometimes I look at them and just, there's nothing left to do in it. And I don't want to start it over, so why do I want to play it? But if like they push some Need for Speed achievement out where it's like, go do this crazy thing, I would be like, yeah, I'll go do that crazy thing. That'd be great.
That is a good thing about achievements. It's like, I still want to play this game, but what do I play for?
Give me a goal.
Where am I going? Where do I go?
I mean, I understand just the pure fun factor of games. I get that. But sometimes I feel like I've done 100% of the game and there's no reason really to go back to it. But if you just throw me some random goal, I'll be like, yeah, I could go fuck around in that game for 45 minutes and do that. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying they matter. They don't. I just extending the life of a game, I think, is a good idea. And I think that's one way to do it. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to necessarily be DLC. It could just be some way to manufacture more playtime
for DLC.
And to be fair, I think the like quote unquote pay for achievements, I think a lot of those games that had like buy whatever experience pack thing, weapons pack online, generally didn't have online achievements up to a point. I mean, I think
most of the way,
if you could buy your way to achievement, they didn't have it online tied achievements. I'm saying that's about to change. I think it's going to change.
I don't know. They really, I mean, aside from saying that publishers can have more leeway in what they, how they update achievements, they really haven't said much about it. They have bigger fish to fry, quite frankly, but.
Yeah. I mean, achievements are very minor on the scale of these things, but
they could have been huge though. They really could have been a big selling point to existing customers had not all of this other bullshit come out. I really think they could have tweaked the achievements to a point where people would have gotten more excited about it. Now it's just like, who, like you today, like in the conversation we just had, and then earlier today you were sending me messages. It was like, fuck that, I'm not playing that game to get cheap, stupid points, dir. You know, I mean, it was just...
I didn't mean it like that when
you
I was
turned
saying, I was
quick. You were just no, like, was... fuck that.
No, well, my plan for now, like, honestly, is play through as many of my PS3 games as I can before the PS4 comes out. Mm-hmm. So I don't have to have that hooked up anymore, because the PS4 is really going to replace everything that PS3 did for me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the PS3 will go in the bedroom and work as a Blu-ray player, you know?
That's a sexy Blu-ray
that is
player.
That is its future, pretty much.
With that cover, make some Bubba Burgers. Play some Blu-rays.
Oh, man.
Play some Rays.
All of the above.
Play some Journey.
But no, but... The way I see it, that 360 is going to be around for a while, and I have plenty of backlog to play on it.
Yeah.
So that's the main thing that's pushing me away from an Xbox One, even though I sure as hell want to play Dead Rising. I want to play Rise. I want to play that Insomniac game that looked pretty freaking cool.
Mm-hmm.
I want to play Titanfall.
Yeah, and Titanfall.
I want to play the shit out of that game.
Gah, Max. Which, we'll get to the games in the second half, but Nintendo, they had a press conference.
Yeah. They had a video.
And, yeah, that couldn't even stream properly.
Yeah, I'm amazed.
So, wait, they didn't do, like, a Reggie get up on stage thing?
Oh, no, they canceled their E3 presence entirely.
They didn't have anything
at
E3.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's smart on their part. Why spend all that money when you don't have any hardware coming out and everyone's attention is on them anyway?
All the games were like, yeah, coming in 2014.
Yeah, nothing was coming out this year anyway.
Yeah.
So, but, I mean, all your favorites are coming with a new one. I mean...
Because that's what Nintendo does these days.
They're a nostalgia company.
And sadly, Retro, what it was revealed that they were working on was
Donkey Kong Country,
which is like, God, you guys made Metroid Prime.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
What, we don't like Donkey Kong Country?
No, it's fine, but it's just like when they teased that they were working on a franchise, it's like, oh, okay, new Metroid. Nope.
Well, and like they had pitched a Mega Man game.
Yeah, that's
a
few
years ago,
yeah,
they're like, no,
right.
You don't know. Nah, we don't need Mega Man. We don't need you guys to reimagine it. Don't worry about it.
Hey, but Mega Man's in Super Smash Brothers now.
Yeah.
Along with the Wii Fit girl.
Yep.
The one.
That's all we'll say about Smash Brothers. And then Ouya was there.
Not really.
Well, Ouya was in the parking lot.
They were trying to
E3.
They were trying to sell hot dogs to me.
Yeah, like the Ouya stand was literally a hot dog cart across the street, and somebody parked a semi, like not even realizing they could park there.
Yeah,
and a lot of people like picked up on it, like, oh, it must be the ESA trying to block them out, and it's like, no, it wasn't. But so apparently, they did send cops out to bother them.
Yeah, but they gave them t-shirts,
and
they
gave them t-shirts. The cops were like, all right, thumbs up.
Ouya. So, like, Ouya is like that crack smoking guy outside the convenience store that, like, hey, man, you got a dollar?
Kinda. I was initially considering their presence to be like, remember the old Crash Bandicoot commercials where they get just guy in a suit with a megaphone yelling at one of the buildings or something? That's what I figured the Ouya guys were like, hey, big dumb companies, we got a box too, and we're better, derp. You know, but no, they just have a hot dog cart with their Kickstarter thing on it. I own one.
Yeah, we heard about that.
They actually had a little...
Hasn't come out of the box since the first day.
...thing. They had a... Like one of those covers and then a little trailery thing. But it looks...
Sure. It's sad.
It looks like a Kickstartered...
They don't have any money.
...game console that
they don't have
wasn't invited to E3.
Do they have neckbeards? Please tell me they have neckbeards.
Let me see.
There was a guy there.
They've got to have
kind of fuzzy.
I don't think that guy did.
No.
No?
He looks like he just like walked off of the beach, though. He's wearing like... khaki cargo shorts.
Hey, and bro, you want to come?
The Ouya t-shirt is
a shell necklace.
Probably a puka shell necklace. But
hey,
like, the guy's just got this white t-shirt with the Ouya, just Ouya on it, and it looks like any other t-shirt.
Oh,
poor guy.
Aw.
Yeah.
And there's a picture of their little setup with like some tables and stuff, and there's nobody there.
Mm.
Oh.
Feel bad for him, but you know,
poor little guy.
Suck less.
Yeah, yeah guy.
Yeah, I've always wanted my Android gaming on a bigger screen. Oops, oh, there it is.
Oh, jokes.
But yeah, so we didn't really get anything new hardware-wise from Nintendo. Not that any of us were expecting it.
No.
Like, I like not even any, like, hey, here's some new colors for the 3DS or anything. Like, not even that.
They just
There were barely any games for 3DS.
No, there were some games for the 3DS.
Yeah, I mean, there was a Zelda, which was kind
of... There was a montage of stuff, like that, that Batman Metroidvania type game is coming out on 3DS. Right. They showed some of that and some other... I mean, there was a good six or seven big 3DS games that they showed, so...
Yeah, but it wasn't like they made a big deal about it.
No, it was just like, and now here's a quick look at what you can play on your 3DS. Mm-hmm. And it was a montage, so...
Yeah, but really, it's all about Microsoft and... and Sony.
Yeah, no Sega console this year. So.
Damn it! No, I'm over it.
No, they're going to be closing the doors of E3, and Sega's going to pop out and go, "Oh, one more thing!"
Sega.
And then Dreamcast is going to explode into a Dreamcast 2 logo.
When they missed, I was actually like November 11th of 2009. I woke up so happy. I was like, "Come on, Sega! Come on, Sega!" That was a 10-year anniversary.
Oh, you thought they would sneak one out there?
11.
No, it was 999.
Sorry,
999.
Yeah.
9999.
You don't even know what day you woke up.
Yeah.
Jeez. I never woke up.
So, yeah, that's the hardware. We're all buying a PS4. I bought a 3 or a 1.
Yeah, there was also. May as well address there was some controversy about PS4 DRM because a lot of people that like link bait headlines were like, PS4 Backtrack says there's DRM, and they're basically like...
It's the same thing that they said 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, they came out and flat out said, like, no, they're really... If publishers really want to do something and have an always online game, they're allowed to do that.
Yeah, he just said there's no system-based...
Yeah, we can't enforce it on a system level.
Right. Which means that they'll probably put online passes back out or something like that.
Well, EA's not.
Yeah, because there was a really good interview with Sony Scott Rode by Patrick Klepek on Giant Bomb. Mm-hmm. If you look on their podcast section.
How big of a bomb?
It's pretty much like a half hour of this guy just saying, like answering literally any question you can think of about that thing.
Really? He didn't dodge anything like the Microsoft guys?
When he didn't know, he'd be like, honestly, I don't know. And they're like, well, did you know like Microsoft was doing all this stuff? And he's like, listen, we don't know what Microsoft's saying to the publishers unless the publishers tell us and they don't do that.
Right.
You know, but he was very clear about it. He's like, listen, we can't force people to have this stuff because we don't have an online check-in thing. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just, and he was just very much like, hey, the consumers don't get a benefit from it. So why should we do it? Which is like boggling my mind that, the only people that seem to be benefiting from anything the Xbox One is doing is the publishers. And EA now is like, dude, we didn't ask for that. Well, like they offered it, but we were like, oh, okay.
Everybody is just running so far and so fast away.
It's
from
like
this.
Everyone is running and sitting in a seat and be like,
because Ubisoft did the same thing too. But I know Peter Moore straight up said like, we never had that discussion. So I don't know what they're talking about.
Came out and like definitively ran through this list of like, I've never been in a room when this is discussed. I've never seen a memo that this was discussed. This has not been discussed. We don't want this. I like used games. I think, and he listed all the reasons that everyone always says about used. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was like hardcore, like, we don't know what's happening. And then Ubisoft was like, this is kind of the first we're hearing about this technology. So we're going to have to meet after E3 and figure it out. So right there, you've got two of the three biggest publishers saying, wasn't us. And it sure as hell isn't Activision, the only one in charge of it. That's crazy.
Yeah.
And nobody sells their copy of Call of Duty anyway. So what's happening here?
weren't we saying like with the Windows releases, like Microsoft gets it right. And then they like with the 360, they gave people what they wanted. Mm-hmm. And then the next version, they just start to cram in all the stuff that they want.
Yeah.
And they realize that it's a colossal failure. And then in the next version, if they're able to make a next version, they give the people what they wanted on the previous version.
It seems to be, and obviously it's a little bit speculation, I suppose, but it seems like what happens is Microsoft hires people to design Windows, to design their consoles, and they get, you know, like, they'll have a miserable failure and they'll be like, well, we got to go and get somebody, like, get somebody from Apple, get somebody from over here. We need people that good at this, good at this, good at this, and we're going to make something good. And then they do.
Right.
And then, like, apparently they must treat their employees like shit. This is a little bit of the conjecture here. I'm just like, but they must, because, like, inevitably before the next cycle comes around, they leave.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Or they get fired or whatever.
Right.
And, like, the people responsible for that are gone. And so the next time comes around, they're like, eh, that last thing worked. Copy that and add in this, 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 this. Here's your checklist. Go.
Mm-hmm.
And then inevitably the next version is terrible.
Yeah.
It's happened time after time. Every other version of Windows has been a piece of shit mm-hmm. since 95.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, mm-hmm. historically speaking, I mean, 95, good. Revolutionary at the time.
98 was still good.
No, 98 sucked. 98 Second Edition was good.
Yeah, okay. They fixed 98. 98
Second Edition
was fucking
broken. That is an entirely different operating system. That is not a patch. Yeah. That is a whole different operating system. Then ME, piece of shit. XP, good. Eventually.
Mm-hmm. Vista.
Vista, shit.
Mm-hmm.
Seven. Good.
Hooray.
Eight, it remains to be seen, but most people, they're not giving people what they want in eight.
No, right. Eight is what
they
want.
They're giving like, people what they want.
Yeah. Like, look at this touchscreen panel shit, and everyone's like, no, I just want a start button.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, we'll put that in the next update. Ha No, we didn't.
So, I mean, it's happened with, I mean, the original Xbox, there's nothing really wrong with the original Xbox. I mean, they did some things interesting and right. I mean, the introduction of Live in the early days was a good thing.
Yeah,
it got its ass handed to it by, you know, the PS2.
Sure.
But
that's just because PS2 had many people already had it by the time the
Xbox was. It was about a year, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was about a year. But then, I mean, like, PS2's online fucking sucked and nobody cared. Nobody cared. But I mean, like, people were still trying to play whatever the SEAL game was and
Rainbow Six, SOCOM.
Yeah. So people are still trying to play that, and it was stupid and dumb. And the Xbox was like over here, like, we work. Yeah. Halo, play Halo. Take it to your friends. Play it online. People are like, nah, I don't want that big giant box with the big Duke controller.
Yeah.
You know, like, even though, like, by that time, you know, they had the tinier controllers and everything. Mm-hmm. But it was just, no matter what they did, that was just a failure. I mean, more or less. I mean, the original Xbox was kind of a failure.
Xbox was almost like Windows 3.1.
It was
like it.
It was,
it was just a bunch of I'm ideas out of the it, gate. We're just like, what are we going to do? I don't know. Just put a bunch of stuff in there. And
I'm
let's
going
see
to call
sticks.
It the original Xbox from here on out.
Well,
if
yeah,
I
you can't call it
do
that.
The original Xbox.
The OX. The OX.
The TOX.
Just call it
TOX.
Just call it the Duke.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's just call it the Duke.
So, but yeah,
that thing is still huge and heavy because I had to pack it up.
There was a lot of metal in the
show. But they had good ideas going on because that was a PC inside of a box. It was running like a Pentium 3, 800 megahertz, blah, blah, blah.
Its name came from Direct Xbox.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
yeah,
you know, it's just like everything was kind of done right and nobody got it. And so they brought somebody in, they prettied it all up and boom, 360, like. Achievements were a miracle at the time. People were like, oh my God, something that actually tells me how to play and makes me feel good when I play. And at the time, it was all warm and fuzzy. And as far as I'm concerned, the span of the Xbox went along and it lost its luster, and it lost its luster with update after update, slower boot times and
but you think
dumb
about
ads.
It. You think about the 360. You think about all the hardware trouble that thing had.
Oh, yeah.
With the red ring thing, which hit everybody. Mm-hmm. And yet people still kept buying Xboxes. They were just like, that thing broke on me, son of a
honestly,
bitch. I gotta go get a new one. It's like, what?
I'll still say now, that's my favorite system of all time.
Not mine too.
It barely beats out the Dreamcast, but it is.
That's why this news hurts me.
Yeah.
Hurts me, because I was gonna continue on down this path.
And you can certainly say I'm not a fanboy because I just jumped over to Sony just like that.
And God, I mean, I used my PS3 for nothing. Yep. And yesterday I bought PlayStation Plus.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought a hard drive to shove in there so I could put all my free games on it.
And speaking of Plus, new PS4 game every month.
Is that what they're going to do?
They're continuing with it.
Yeah.
But Plus is required for multiplayer, which is the only
smart
knock that people can have against
smart.
But you know
Sony
what?
At
that
this
pays
point,
for their infrastructure.
You're getting a free game.
Yep. That's the, but yeah, every month, a new game.
I think three or four right off the bat. Like, here's your instant game collection, and then change out every month.
You'll get some indie stuff, but you are getting Drive Club, which is a big retail release.
Yeah. And that one zombie game, it might be indie, but it looks fucking crazy.
Yeah.
That's Stay Alive or whatever it is.
Right.
Don't Starve?
No, Don't Starve is that's an indie Windows game that's been around for a while.
Yeah.
It's a black and white Tim Burton-y looking thing.
Yeah. Well, that's coming too.
Yeah.
Somebody's asking in the live stream about the Oculus Rift. Did anybody see anything about it?
There's no way to show that.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, how could
it be? It sounds
I've heard really good things. Like, it really works, and it's really cool.
Everyone that's used it has loved it. The problem I have with it is it's low res.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't really have an HD capability yet.
Mm.
So that's kind of an issue with it.
But it's still kind of in development, right?
Yeah, but I get motion sickness, so I don't know how well that thing would work for me.
I just don't want to play games that way.
I have always wanted something kind of like that.
Like I was when I heard about the Virtual Boy dozens and dozens of eons ago.
Oh, you poor lad.
I was so excited until I went to Toys R Us and I stuck my face in the thing of the stupid red lines. And I probably got some sort of disease from
I actually got a chance to play one of those, like, put the helmet on, glove things, stand in the weird circular
arcade
thing.
But even that
thing
was still, like...
Well, it was, like, it was sort of polygonal, but it was colors, and, I mean, you very clearly tell what you were supposed to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, like, that was kind of like one of those things, like, all right, experience the Lawnmower Man, I'm done with that forever.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was just kind of like a...
I would like to mess around with it. I would like to be somewhere where there is one and play it and just experience it, but I don't want to play my games like that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I know the biggest example people use is Portal and Team Fortress 2.
Mm-hmm.
And having head tracking in those, but being able to shoot in different directions, I don't know how well that would work, to be honest.
I don't want
to
do that. I mean, like, I think the thing is, like, that was, like, the cool idea 10 years ago. Like, can we do this? Let's see if we can do this. Do it. Or, you know, 15 or whatever with the Virtual Boy. But the thing is, like, now it's like that. The entire idea of that is, like, I just want to sit down and play a game. I don't want to walk around and play a game or something. And the only idea that's carried over is, like, I would murder a man to get some Google Glass or something like that worked, you know? Like, I mean, I'm not saying, like...
make you look like a douche.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah, he looks like a douche anyway. It's okay.
Yeah. I couldn't give two shits.
He can't help it.
Honestly,
Google Glass is infinitely more appealing to me.
Yeah.
Because it's not necessarily game related. It's a future tech crazy, who knows what this thing is actually going to be kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I read some stuff about that today that is quite promising, but...
Yeah. I'm not saying it's there. I'm just saying something like that. I'm not even saying like a Google Glass. I'm like, but you give me a heads up display for life?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. I mean,
I want to know my hunger levels.
It would be even kind of cool to have something like that for playing games. If you had like, if it wasn't like a goggle that sat on your face and you had something that would do some head tracking and would do a little heads up display on your eye, that would be kind of cool.
Yeah, I don't know. I think they're finally doing interesting thing with HUDs in games. I think Dead Space did some interesting HUD stuff finally. And then it's taken a long time for other games to catch on. But a lot of the stuff I saw in game presentations at E3 had some interesting heads-up displays in them.
Yeah, I'm not so into the virtual reality as enhanced actual reality.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, there you go. I'm interested in it.
It's too bad, like, Kinect, the whole head-tracking stuff for that never worked.
Yeah.
Because that could have been interesting. Because to me, if I can have a controller in my hand and do it a certain way, like for car games, I could see that being really cool.
Mm-hmm.
I could see playing an Oculus Rift for a car game, but but also like trying to, that would get me so sick.
Yeah.
I can tell you right now, trying to do head tracking in a racing game like that would just, I'd have to clean up my living room.
I would like that.
Ew.
I would like it. These guys, their brains can't handle it.
They said how much that thing's going to cost.
The Oculus Rift?
Oculus Rift? Ouya's like Ouya's 39 cents worth of technology.
Come on.
Yeah, I mean, I know that
if you have a fucking Android phone.
I have two phones in my pocket that are more powerful than the Ouya.
I don't know about that.
Probably. Yeah, I know the Kickstarter, it was like if you gave over 300, you got like a prototype unit. So I don't know.
For the Ouya?
For the Oculus Rift.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, wow. Yeah. I wanted to.
Well, it's not
going to
be
Ouya.
It's not going to be cheap.
No, it's pricey.
Yeah.
Cost of an Xbox One.
Oh, Jesus, nobody can afford it.
Burn.
It's the new $5 footlong. Yeah. How many Xbox Ones will this cost?
Two.
Right.
Oh, nope.
Sorry, actually, you're only going to get 11 inches.
Oh.
All right, guys, let's take a break, and then we'll come back and talk about some games.
All the games. The good part of E3.
Yay. Welcome back.
Hey, no quarters.
E3 Tacular 2013, second
still
half.
Part two.
Motherfucking video game expo podcast.
Yeah. In this half, we're going to put the video games on that motherfucking
We're going to put the
video
in
game
games. Wait,
podcast.
No, we're going to put the games
in video.
Put the
games in video.
We're going to put the games in the...
In your mouth.
In the cases, because we don't want them to get scratched.
Ear?
Yeah.
I'm going to put the games in their ear.
Because we don't want to pay $3 to have that disc guaranteed.
Oh, no.
No, no, no.
Oh, no.
No, 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 no. So, oh. Hey, there's a lot of games right now.
We're looking at a spreadsheet. That's not really a spreadsheet.
It's a list.
We're looking at a spread.
It's a sheet
picture.
That's spread.
Yeah. But there's just so many games right now.
Yeah.
It's the week of games. It is the Super Bowl of games.
Yeah.
Is it? It's the it is, Sundance it is, Film Festival of Games.
Yes.
What?
It is.
It's the Cannes Film Festival.
It's when everyone talks about games, and then you get all excited, and you can't play any of them for years. It's such a good time. But we get excited. That's why we're recording now, because we're excited about games.
Let's talk about them.
Okay.
Like what out of everything that you saw, BJ, is the one that you were like, damn, I really need to play that?
Man, Titanfall. Oh, that looks so up my alley.
Okay.
Fucking giant mechs. And yeah. There's this like thing that caught my eye every time it happened. And when you jump into the mech, mm-hmm. like it closes and you have four, they're not quite quadrants, but there's four parallelograms that smack my mic that close over the screen. And that's like the thing closing. And then it slowly kind of renders into basically video screens from right. the inside of the mech.
Right.
That just looks so fucking cool. And it,
I love the mech picking your guy up and putting
yes.
And the fact that he fights when you're not even in it.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, I like that also when they drop the mech from a carrier or whatever, it does the Terminator pose.
Yes.
Like when it lands. Like,
you mean the Titanfall?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The titular
yes.
Titanfall?
Yes. Okay. When they Titanfall that fucker.
And I like that they're doing something with the multiplayer in that it's kind of, you can still take one down, but you're going to need help.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I like that it's not just, okay, team A and team B and do this. You know, I like that you can get that sort of advantage that's not like just a nuke, which is kind right, of what right. Call of Duty became.
Yeah.
We're calling this thing that does all the work for you. Like, okay, we're giving you this, but
you still have to
know how to use it to yeah. do anything with it. Kind of like Left 4 Dead did, where if you got, you know, if you were on the infected team and you got the tank, you better know how to use the tank, because the right. tank can wreck everyone. But you can also completely fuck up and do no damage whatsoever to anybody with the tank if you don't right. know what the hell you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then the magnet hand on the mech that collects all the bullets that are coming towards you and then throws them back. And the mech has a giant gun thing. Mm-hmm. I like giant gun things on mechs.
Yeah.
Always. Wall running and jet boosted jump pack things.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I
like everything that they showed was like, oh
yeah. The only thing that disappointed me about that is like they showed the like a cutscene thing of the wall running jetpacky thing, and then it was like, oh, it's a first person shooter game. I was like, oh, mm-hmm.
I don't like, care because I can still jetpack and wall run.
I know it's still there, but it's like it kind of be cooler for it to be a third person.
Yeah, but you'll be seeing other people do it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
All like right. all now, over the place.
Yeah, is that a multiplayer only, or is that a?
I think that's what it's kind of being described as.
Yeah, I think it's it. You don't have to play it multiplayer, but it is connected. It's like gotcha. The content is coming from online. You don't have to be buddied up with a bunch of other people,
mm-hmm.
but there will probably be other people running around in your world, fucking shit up.
Yeah,
you may have to deal with them.
So, yeah. are you? Is it something that you care enough to wait till you maybe get an X-Bone, or are you going 360 with it and just taking the hit on the graphics?
You know, I don't know.
Okay.
Because,
I mean, I'm going PC with it. I'm happy that they finally came out like later in the day and we're like, yeah, it's going to be on PC too. And I'm like, yay.
But they said, what, 2014 is when that's coming out? Sure. Which means
I'll probably have an X-Bone by then. I mean,
it's going to be a while.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not saying that as a deterrent. I'm just saying I don't know when they said it was coming out. Well, and whenever they said it is coming out, add 6 months to that. So,
sure.
I mean, this is an enormous undertaking from just the way it looks. I mean,
mm-hmm. yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
well,
and if it comes out for PS4, then I'll buy it for PS4.
Yeah, I don't think.
Yeah, the thing I'm, the one game I ordered for the PS4 pre-order, I'm not even sure is a launch title. They haven't said.
And which
that,
is
Watch Dogs for me.
Dance. Yeah, I think Watch Dogs is a safe bet for whatever console you pick. They've been working on that for a while. It looks like it's going to be pretty solid.
Yeah. So I mean, they still haven't set a time or window or whatever with it. So I don't know.
I think it'll be out by the end of the year. Considering how showable it was last year.
Yeah. I'm really surprised you didn't mention Mad Max.
I was getting there.
Okay. I'm surprised that was not your number one.
Well, I know that's not coming at launch. And that's a guaranteed. Already said 2014.
Yeah, they showed almost nothing.
I mean, that's like 2014 if we're lucky kind of thing.
But yeah, I mean, Avalanche, the Just Cause and Just Cause 2 guys making a Mad Max game.
Yeah, that's up there. But I mean, I'm totally excited about it, but I know it's not even remotely a launch title, so.
Yeah.
And all we really technically saw was a pre-rendered cutscene, which was badass. I mean, like, not only
just knowing those guys and knowing things like stunt position and that sort of stuff.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I stunt position. I want that game.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, not even graphics wise was it badass. Like, tone of the trailer was awesome. Like, I mean, that's just.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you know, there's a whole bunch of people that got all butt hurt because it wasn't a Fallout 4 announcement video.
Yeah,
it's like.
Yeah, we got nothing about Fallout 4. No mention at all.
Did Bethesda mention anything they're working on?
No.
No.
The thing is, like, I mean, it hasn't been enough time for a Bethesda game yet. I mean, it feels like Skyrim.
They just now announced that was it for Skyrim. Yeah. Like, they just finally said, and we're done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm just saying, they kind of just finally closed the book on that. I think it's, like, we're probably another year. They'll probably show Fallout 4 or whatever next year.
And they all are.
And Elder Scrolls on.
Right. Yeah. Which, please don't do that.
They're doing it.
Just shut it down now.
I didn't actually see something about that. Is there anything that they actually showed with Elder Scrolls Online?
Yeah, it was in one of the presentations.
I missed it. Why are we shitting on it?
It just seems like it's going to be Star Wars. It's just going to be like there's not enough to sustain it, and it's going to kill them, and we'll never get an actual proper.
Because it's not the type of MMO we want it to be. Like when you say we're making an Elder Scrolls MMO, you think, all right, it's Skyrim except with real people running around in it.
That's what I want.
And it's friggin' WoW again.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like all third person running around. Eating boar tusks.
That's the problem. Okay. It's just those things again.
Yeah. I mean, like, when I was playing Skyrim, I was like, this would be cool if there was someone, like, running around here with me looking at all these crazy shit. You just want multiplayer
Skyrim.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't even really... That's the thing. Is like, I don't need an MMO in my Skyrim. I need, like, a co-opable game.
Skyrim and your MMO.
No, I need a co-opable game. I need, like, three other people so you can make a decent party and be like, let's go fuck shit up.
Yeah.
Like, I need a tank. There's your rogue and go. You know, like, play a WoW thing, but not with 100 other people killing your monsters. But
yeah. Mm-hmm. This thing is going to be like, hey... I need a flower. Can you go find me some flowers? And maybe one of the flowers is the flower I need because my boyfriend's over there dying.
No, my boyfriend's right here dying. The flowers are
just out of reach.
2.5 steps away.
I don't want to stretch.
Yeah. I don't want to stretch for my boyfriend. Mm-hmm. But thank you so much for saving him.
Yeah.
See, I don't want that.
You powerful chosen creature.
Yep.
Yeah.
One game I wasn't expecting to look as good as it did is Sunset Overdrive.
Terrible name.
Terrible name, and I hate those character designs, but the gameplay looks friggin' awesome, where it's basically like third-person Mirror's Edge, except faster-paced and with like gunplay that hopefully works.
Didn't somebody say something like it looked like a Jet Set sort of thing?
Yeah, it does sort of have a Jet Set-y kind of aesthetic to it.
I don't like the exaggerated character models at all. But it looks basically like a third-person parkour type game.
They showed it in
a crazy ass city.
Xbox One, right?
Yeah, it was during the Xbox because it's an Xbox One exclusive right now.
Yeah, I mean, this isn't. What is the parkour zombies game? That's not this, right?
Actually, it's
called parkour zombies.
Yeah,
yeah, it is. Okay,
it is.
Yeah.
You're fighting zombies, but you're doing it with like NOS weapons,
like,
and
dude,
vinyl
dudes,
record
like chugging
weapons,
energy
and
drinks to give themselves superpowers. Like,
no, it was like a week before E3 started. It was like there was like this really short screen, like just a screenshot or something. People were like parkour zombies, and then like.
Oh,
nothing.
I think that's it. Yeah.
Okay.
But there was some of that stuff.
And this is made by someone who was
Insomniac.
Making. Yeah. Okay. They were just making PS3 games, and then all of a sudden, this is like their first. It's 360 exclusive, right?
Yes.
Or one
exclusive.
I'm never going to say
but
one.
I mean,
X-Bone. Just keep saying X-Bone.
Okay.
Yeah. Like the gameplay of that made me go, I'll probably want to play that.
Yeah. Look neat.
If it turns out right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I will say the deck stacked against them with the art style that they went with because I. Did not appeal to me in the least.
Well, and the name is terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds like a California beach racing game.
Yeah. And that's what
Sunset
I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
California games. Sunset Overdrive. And it's like, all right, racing.
Yeah. Like again. Dune buggies. You know, it's like, who cares?
Yeah. And Forza 5, I like the idea of the whole, but I hate the word Drivatar.
Oh, I love the word
Drivatar. I hate how many fucking made up marketing words there were in Drivatar's every damn fantastic. Presentation.
Oh, Drivatar.
No.
Drivatar.
Drivator. So what is the Drivator?
It basically is tracking how you play. Like, if you like to pass on the inside on turns, if you try and go on the outside on guys often, you know, just if you draft a lot, or if you, you know, if you're
a, smash into yeah, their
if you're a guy who smashes into other dudes, like, it takes that all into account and creates kind of like an AI version Drivatar. Of you that races for you when you're offline.
So like, so when you like, do a like race, when you do a race in your single player game, but you've got people on your friends list, it'll populate the race with an amalgam of ghosts from your other friends.
Oh.
So you're not just playing AI cars. So,
okay, I was thinking to myself, Mackie, when you were explaining, I was like, why would I ever want anything like this? Like, what is...
So if I show up in your races and I keep coming in third or fourth, I can still get the credits that it would give me for coming in third or fourth. Yeah.
So also,
and so you can log weird. Back in, kind of like Fable 3, Fable 2 was, where it's like, oh, I log back in and suddenly I've got $50,000.
Yeah.
You know, rent I think money, it's the same type of thing.
What?
It was rent money in Fable 2. Like, your properties were always generated.
Yeah. Rent. Yeah, but it's the same type of thing where it's like, you come back and, oh, I have money.
Right. Sweet. My Drivatar has raced a bunch of races for me. So I will not. I will delist all of you from my friends list because I don't want to lose all my fake Drivatar races to your better than me driving.
Well, I will. I will probably have an X-Bone after you, so don't take me off your friends list.
Okay, then you can just drive against me. And my drive style is to get up to the hairpin curve and crash into the other cars to avoid hitting the wall and keep going. So you'll know me when you see.
So I'll just avoid you and let you careen into the wall.
I'll take out the cars.
So Drivatar for you is basically what you were doing to get Madden achievements, like just simulating games.
Kind of, yeah. Except I don't even have to keep hitting A over and over again. I just like go away.
Yeah. My Drivatar completed the whole season.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah. Yeah,
the game plays itself. This game's great.
I don't think it's actually going to progress for you. It's just going to give you like XP and stuff like that, which is kind of cool. I mean, it's an interesting... They kept calling it the death of AI, which is dumb because it's just a different form of AI.
Yeah.
It's just taking real players' approach to the game and merging it into AI. That's interesting to me. I'd like to see more of it. And I will when I get my X-Bone. I have to say all the racing games that have been shown so far look really good to me.
Racing games are usually some of the ones that jump out of the gate first on next generations.
Well, look good. We've figured out racing games.
Yeah.
Like, we know how to make the models look amazing.
Yeah.
We know how to make the backgrounds move fast and have
cars
fluid
don't
motion.
Bitch when you put like, you know, mocap stuff all over them. They'll just sit there all day and let you mold them and shape them and put them in a game.
Because there was that. Forza looked great. Need for Speed Rivals, I think, like, everyone online was just shitting all over this. Like, ugh, another Need for Speed game. I was watching that demo, and I thought that really looked incredible. Because they've merged it to where, like, you're doing single-player stuff, and someone on your friends list is doing a multiplayer race, and they somehow converge to where you roll up to where the multiplayer race is going on, and suddenly you're involved in it. And the Rivals aspect is that there's, I guess...
Drivatars?
the way the story stuff was sounding is like you sort of like have a cop rival to your douchebag street racer guy, and you guys are always butting heads. So like there's a cop like trying to murder you.
Is there FMV Razor Callahan?
No, I God.
Is there FMV guy who should have been Samuel L. Jackson?
There was no FMV anything in the demo, but I kept waiting for it. It really seemed like they were building to a car stopping and dude getting out and saying, "My name is Razor" or something. It really seemed like they were building because they were building up your driver or the player driver as just a asshole.
I will buy anything.
I know.
With Razor Callahan in it. I will buy an X-Bone for Razor Callahan.
But this is one of those games where the cops are literally just trying to murder you. They don't care about stopping you. They want you dead. And that is the best kind of player versus cops racing game because trying to kill street racers is the best thing ever. That's why I liked Hot Pursuit so much.
I'm thinking about like Need for Speed is EA and so is like Command & Conquer, right? And ultimately. Mm-hmm. Like how many times have they dug up the guy that played Kane for Command & Conquer? They can't drag up Razor Callahan guy
again. It's so weird that no one has found that guy. Like, all the talk about Razor Callahan, there's never been like an
interview. We're the only ones who talk about Razor Callahan.
No, a lot of places. A lot of people really have fondness for that shitty FMV bullshit. And
because it's perfect.
It is. It absolutely is perfect. Yeah. It's worked so well. That is why I keep going back to that game, even though the racing in it is terrible.
Because yeah,
it's so
it sucks.
Jittery and awful. But
yeah, everything about Need for Speed Most Wanted Razor Callahan Edition is awesome, except playing it.
Yeah, yeah. I should just watch all the cutscenes on YouTube.
More driving, because we're talking about it. The Crew.
Yes. Fuck yes.
Wow. So explain to me The Crew.
What, you still haven't watched it? What?
It's been a long day.
Okay.
Explain to me The Crew. Tell me about The Crew. Sell me on The Crew.
The Crew is a Fast and Furious game that isn't shitty.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
right. Well, I mean, it could be. We don't know. We haven't actually touched it.
Looks nice. They
coming out for PS4. Dope.
There was a trailer for it and an extended gameplay.
I heard the demo. Name and I thought it meant like, oh, Pit Crew. It's just a, you know, no, it's like Heist Crew.
Yeah.
Like Aww. You and your friends form a crew and you go pull heists.
Yeah.
With cars.
But players can tune cars with extreme detail and care. Boo. Yeah.
Yes, but it does the cool explode the car.
It has gunsmith.
Yeah, but I don't want.
You don't have. I'm sure you don't have to. You can just do cosmetic bullshit. But
You can totally like put three headlights on your cars and you know that kind of dumb shit.
There's all sorts of.
Well, if it's dumb shit, then I'm in.
Oh well, because you're turning your car into like dune buggies and shit. Because you're like,
you're Mad Maxing up your car so that you can go like knock over bank cars.
Let me see if this is available on Amazon.
Because the big demo they were showing was on Miami Beach, and they were just fucking Miami Beach up, just
Hell
crashing
yeah.
into huts and surfboards flying through the air and people diving out of the way. And you're
it's
just
the
trying
entire
to run
country.
Over. Yeah.
The whole country's there.
Yeah.
Like you can drive Miami, drive New York, drive wherever.
Yeah. It was really impressive. I hope they pull it off as confidently as they seem to be demoing it. Mm. But it really looked impressive. And then there was like this pullback of you've got your crew and then there's all these other crews doing different tasks and you might run into them. And then, you know,
then you have to serve them and there's a dance off, save Rex Zimmer.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm in. My kind of crew.
Mm-hmm. And then you reach the world's longest runway.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be amazing.
So will there be, do you think there'll be a scene where you drag a safe behind you?
There better be.
There probably,
that probably won't.
Probably
they have the balls to do that.
No,
I don't think so.
No. They might.
There will be a scene where you drag something behind you.
Probably. Like another car. Yeah. We'll just harpoon
or a person.
Another car. Yeah.
But someone from the other crew.
Street surfing.
Street surfing? Like, there's going to be like teen wolves on tops of your cars.
Yes. Oh, and I didn't realize this is the Driver San Francisco guy's making this.
Yes. That's why I'm so excited about it. Yeah.
Oh, so, okay.
So the cars will feel really heavy.
They looked heavy. I mean, they really looked like they had some heft.
They'll feel like
them.
The heaviest cars you've ever driven.
Yeah.
A lot of momentum.
Yeah.
So real-time United States size, like, is it actually going to be, like, it takes you 36 hours to drive across the entirety of I-10?
No. I'm pretty sure you can warp anywhere. Well, like,
they were.
But can you drive it if you
here's
want
the thing.
Coma.
They were showing one guy do a mission where it was, he was driving through hills or mountains, forests or something, and they kept saying the Skyrim thing, which was, you see those mountains back there, you can drive to them. And there's little icons all back there of shit that you can get to for little missions and stuff. So they were basically saying if you see
it. Like Skyrim with cars.
Yeah. That's what they should call it. Fuck yeah. Skyrim with cars. I will buy that game. Skyrim with cars.
Skyrims.
What? Done.
You just won.
Boom.
My heart.
They spin it.
Yeah.
They spin it.
So yeah, the racing games all look great. As they should. I mean, really, there should not be a shitty racing game at launch because we figured that shit out.
Yeah. I think the most disappointing thing for me out of everything is that so much stuff is like, next year.
Yeah.
And then there's Mirror's Edge 2, which, yes. But then they're like, when it's done, which means, fuck.
That was great. I actually enjoyed the fact that they said available ...
And apparently,
when it's ready.
It's a reboot already.
Oh, is it?
They had one game already in the series, and they're like, yeah, well, we're rebooting it.
Oh, so they're pulling a Hulk.
Yeah.
They're just like, well,
they're flat out rebooting.
We didn't get it right. Let's just do it.
But they
again.
Put guns back in.
A lot of guns.
Have
all
the balls,
I want,
have
all
the balls
I want.
To make a parkour
no,
game.
No, no.
Parkour
I'm
zombies.
I'm fine with them having guns in the game. Just don't lock me in an area where I have to take everyone out. That was the biggest flaw of Mirror's Edge is like, you have a game where you can run anywhere and do anything and be able to pull off all this crazy shit. but don't give me a ladder that's 10 miles tall and a guy who can yank me off of it because I didn't take him out before I got there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like always give me some kind of exit that I can find.
Yeah.
And then, you know what? Mirror's Edge 2 becomes a fantastic game if they do that.
Yeah.
So hopefully...
I don't know. I'm not trying to sound like some kind of weird, super liberal person, but why does every game have to eventually involve some sort of violence guns thing? Like, I mean, just... Why can't you just have a straight up parkour game? Like, I don't get it. Like,
I'm pretty sure it's focus testing.
It's sports or violence. That's like your choices. Racing, quote unquote sport. You know,
look at the top 20 games on any system, and it's clear. Put guns in game.
I know. I just.
Yeah. I just don't understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
We're lucky to get it.
It's that close. I mean, it's so close. It's like, hey, run everywhere and escape and do things parkour. But also, if you really need to, you can pick up a gun and shoot people.
I just don't understand why you need running messenger person who gets accidentally sucked up into craziness. Like, why does that person even, like, that person would pick up a gun and go, throw it away and run.
It was kind of like that. Like, the shooting was not easy at all, and there were barely any bullets in any of the guns, and it was just...
Yeah.
It made sense the way that game worked. Yeah. The problem was...
But that person would...
You still had to do it.
Yeah, that person would run away, would find a way out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's really... my entire life training to do parkour. I have no idea how to shoot a gun.
Right.
Yeah, and just didn't put any skill points towards that.
No. Right, yeah. So, what'd you guys think of the Star Wars Battlefront teaser?
It's a title card. These are literally means nothing.
I thought they pulled that off well, though, because it was like, what the hell is this? And then all of a sudden you see like the snow speeder fly by, and you're like, oh, shit.
It's the perfect marriage. It's exactly what they need to do.
That was what everyone wanted them to do.
Let DICE make a Battlefront game.
Yeah.
Go.
Yeah, I'm in.
Great.
If I can fly an A-Wing, you got me.
Yeah.
Probably will be there.
We'll see.
Yeah, A-Wings.
I like that it's so early, though. It's announced for nothing.
Yeah.
It's just like, we're going to make it, I don't know,
PS5.
I'm actually kind of excited.
It's
going
to be exclusive to Ouya.
Another thing I'm going to try to pull off before the PS3 is gone, is I really, like, I may regret saying this, but I really want to go back and, like, because I enjoyed my little bit of time with Kingdom Hearts. I actually want to play them, and they're doing those HD remix things.
There's nothing wrong with that.
And 3 is coming out now. And I want to like those games. I really do. And I think I'm going to try to give them a chance again now. I think it's one of those things, like, I tried to play 1 and didn't finish it. And then the release things were so damn confusing as to what's going on. Where's the story now?
Mm-hmm.
Just play. Just like, forget it.
Get the HD remakes of 1 and 2.
I know. And they actually include the side things, or at least the cutscenes to, you know, catch you up.
Yeah. That's all you need because you don't want to play the card games.
No, some of them are on there. Some of the good parts of them are apparently on there.
Okay.
Well, it's... No, I mean, like, 1 and 2 catches you up to 3 if you get those remix ones.
Okay.
So, but that's another thing that's coming out. 3. Mm-hmm. Kingdom Hearts 3.
Yeah.
Did they show anything more of Infamous Second Son?
Oh, yeah.
All I know is they pushed it back till next year.
There's a decent amount of... gameplay stuff, and I mean, all of his powers look fire-based instead of electricity.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which looks cool, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks like an interesting protagonist, kind of. I don't know, those guys just get, you know, stories pretty good, so that's one of the things I'm actually excited about is, yeah, it's fun to run around in that world, but I mean, the story is actually kind of interesting, and it's not just like hey, you're a badass, go do badass things. They kind of...
Yeah, that's one I definitely need to play.
Oh, those are really good. His progression, you know, Cole's progression in the game, and like you have your sort of companion dude Zeke. I mean, he's really an interesting side character.
Yeah,
yeah, they're good stuff.
I thought that Tom Clancy's The Division looks interesting, even though it's yet another game in the world is on the brink of total fucking collapse.
All that happens in Tom Clancy world, man.
Yeah, but no, it's all games now. All games are everything spying on you, and we're one step away from annihilation, and oh God.
They're,
because we are, man. It's 0 hour.
Their teaser thing was by far the weirdest hypothetical how the world will end, I think, ever.
It was a long tease about some crazy shit.
Yeah. All right, so basically in Ubisoft's press conference, this guy comes out and he's wearing a douchebag scarf thing, and he's Canadian, so that doesn't help either.
Sorry. Well, then.
Sorry, Canada.
I'm just kidding. There's nothing wrong with Canada. That's why it's fun to make fun of Canada, because it's just like they're Canada.
Yes. Canada's pretty good.
Yeah, it's like, why would you make fun of Canada? That's why it's funny. Anyway, so he starts talking about, he's like going over stats and numbers of how much money is spent on Black Friday and how. It's like part him talking and part this video that's kind of going, mm-hmm. and they're talking about how a flu virus can live on a piece of currency for 14 days and how much money is exchanged hands and what if it wasn't just a flu virus.
Yeah.
And so it's basically like Tom Clancy's Black Friday contagion game.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's really like, you know, 14 days after the outbreak is when the first person will feel the effects, and then by then it's too late. The hospitals are broken. And
I've already dubbed it Tom Clancy's The Hunt for Black November.
Old man Clancy.
After they got through all the ridiculous conspiracy bullshit, they showed this game, which is a massive multiplayer.
They still didn't say the name. That's the crazy thing.
Yeah, guy comes out. We don't know who guy is. Guy says a bunch of stuff, takes a step back, and then they start playing this game, which is this fake multiplayer chatter game where it's New York, and obviously shit's gone down, and you're this little team, and you've got this like crazy projection map on the screen, mm-hmm. and all this stuff, and all the tech is pretty cool and everything, and one guy in the team shows up late, and he's in like a drone or something. He's like, hey guys, you just see this drone fly in. They're like, hey Sean, how's it going? But yeah, Tom Clancy's The Division is what's called. I don't know why it was called that. It just seemed like you're a squad of dudes shooting other dudes.
Yeah.
While sometimes letting other dudes out of locked cages or doors.
Mm-hmm. It could be interesting, or it could be like every other Tom Clancy game that isn't Splinter Cell.
Maybe. I just thought it looked nice. And then at the end when they sort of tease like, and you can go over there to Manhattan if you want to. And I was like, I would go fuck around in Manhattan.
Sure. I don't know. It's just, to me, it feels like there might only be room for one of these like sort of persistent, you know, MMO /FPS games. Mm-hmm. And I think if there's a winner, it's going to be Destiny. Just because, well, I mean, like,
it has to be.
I mean, it's Bungie and everyone's kind of losing their shit over getting that.
It all depends on when they come out. Like, Destiny's going to take a while. They're very sure. ambitious.
Oh,
with
yeah.
it.
Yeah, yeah.
If they can get this Tom Clancy game out before, and Ubisoft loves being first on shit.
Sure.
If they can get their game out early and get their hooks into people, they may have a chance for hanging around about 6 months or so.
But then the way they closed all this is after they showed this reveal, they've said what it is, and people are going to like, yay. Then he goes, and it could be happening right now. And like the lights go off, and like fake money drops from the ceiling over the entire audience.
Yeah.
And then like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really, I mean, in this entire climate of every company is spying on you and the Kinect is always on.
And the money's poison. Here, have some money.
It's so funny that all these companies are capitalizing on paranoia and fear and making you think that you want to. I mean, like Watch Dogs and this and Infamous and all these games are just about spying and privacy and end of the world. And it's like, it's so strange that we're having fun with this thing that everyone is pissed off about. So, but I thought it looked neat.
Yeah. Of course, the guy was Canadian. It should have, like, dropped coins.
Yes. Murdered everyone in there.
Yeah, but the whole, like,
Wendigo?
All of these presentations have gotten so freaking huge that, like, when do we scale it back again and go, you know what? We don't need to bring Kyrie Irving from the Cleveland Cavaliers out to talk about dribbling.
Or like dribbling's new now. The ball is no longer attached to your hand.
I played basketball. Dribbling's the worst part of basketball.
It's all new now.
The whole Ubisoft conference was run by Aisha Tyler. You know, she did it like last year too.
Ubisoft always has a celebrity host.
Yeah.
But apparently she did a really good job.
Not really. Like, it was all super forced. And
most of my Twitter feed said, "Fuck yeah, Aisha Tyler."
She's all right. So. But here's the thing: you're delivering a conference to a room of jaded online journalists who don't give a fuck about anything. You're not going to get a reaction out of these people. Stop with the jokes.
She was not good. Like,
she was awkward last year.
The problem is all of them, like, just trying these presentations, like the casual banter, like, you know, with that rape joke thing that happened during the fighting thing during the MS one, and
that,
like,
was unfortunate.
Like, and just all the
that was worse. Well,
just all the crap. Like, when they bring Kyrie Irving out, like, hey Kyrie, I like basketball a lot, and I like to develop video games.
Are you saying that because they had to like speak slow for him?
No, because it's so scripted.
It's so scripted that they're like trying to remember their lines. And Kyrie's like, yes, when I dribble the ball, it helps me be better at basketball.
Yeah.
And I think it is like the same thing when I am playing NBA Live 14.
See, here's the thing.
I don't know. Did Kyrie Irving come cheap? Or
no, that's
it's just no. A, it's he's just an NBA All Star.
These people jump out like, I mean, like they brought out Allison Chains guy to show Rocksmith and stuff, and it's just like, I don't care. It's Rocksmith.
Yeah,
like you don't have to.
Well, if you're gonna sell that game, you have to find some way to sell it.
But then they performed for like 6 minutes. Like
yeah, they did.
It's just like they're not even playing the game.
The Breaking Bad dude to show us, hey, we're doing a Need for Speed game or Need for Speed movie, and guess what? It doesn't have Razor Callahan in it. So fuck off.
That was kind of the only thing that made sense though, because they're sort of in bed with that movie, and it was a decent way to get the, because a lot of people on Twitter were like, there's a Need for Speed movie, so it got that. Yeah,
I don't even know what you're talking about right now.
You don't,
there's a Need for Speed movie and Breaking Bad
Paul
guys.
Yeah,
all right,
anyway, that whatever. That for a cross promotional thing made sense, but what all of them need to do is all of them need to hire one guy who can talk.
Not Mr. Caffeine.
No, just no. One guy who can talk. He's not going to be jokey, maybe a little snarky about certain things, but not scripted jokes. And just have him say, and now here's this game. We don't need to hear from the developers. They're not good speakers. If they were, they wouldn't be developers.
Mm-hmm. They need a presenter.
Yes.
Who is clever.
Fine. I mean,
that's all they need.
2 years ago, and Ubisoft had Joel McHale, and he was good. But... I don't know.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know what's worse. Like, when Nintendo comes out, like, okay, so let's be fair. Reggie's a pretty good speaker.
Yeah, he's all right.
Compared, I mean, he's probably one of the better presenters of all the major people out there.
Yes.
I mean, for being the head of Nintendo. I mean, mm-hmm. he's kind
Jack
of
Jack Tretton's not bad either.
Yeah, no, he's not bad either. I mean, he's kind of their Steve Jobs. I'm like, I'm a personable guy. I'm kind of weird looking, but, you know, I can come out here and I can talk to people and speak in the right tone and everything and get it across.
He doesn't sound stilted.
It's super... family scripted when he comes out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think what's even worse is like the Aisha Tyler one is like she comes out and she's wearing a shirt that says hashtag girlwood.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, that's God.
It was a joke she made last year and I thought it was going to catch on.
I'm like feigned quote unquote hardcore, I think is even worse. That to me, that's like when you go, that's when you become GameStop with the, oh yeah. Did I say girlwood? Oh yeah.
The thing about the Ubisoft conference, as opposed to all the others, the Ubisoft conference always doesn't do family friendly. They are always shockingly off color at times, which is strange because, like, I remember last year when they started showing off Far Cry 3, it was, here's the scene with titties. And it's like, what? I'm watching this on Spike. What is happening? Why is there video game nudity here? What? And like everyone on Twitter was like, dear God, what's happening? This is really... Children, look away. There are giant computer boobs on my screen.
Mm-hmm. Giant. Or like blurred or anything?
No. It was that scene in Far Cry 3.
All right. Well, I don't know. If it was more genuine, I don't care. I don't care if it's like family or not friendly. That's not my point. I mean, it's like the forced hardcore nature of how they talk is I think worse than... It's someone all coming out
the
and doing...
calculated edginess.
Yes. That's and another thing that's bad is that I appreciate the people in the auditorium are getting a laser light show, but if you were showing me gameplay footage, stay fucking full screen on the gameplay footage. I don't care.
Not the dude playing in the...
Well, not even that. I don't care about the laser light show that the guys are getting in the auditorium. Great for them. It does not translate onto video. I just want to see the video. The Microsoft one was particularly bad about that because every time they would cut to the end slate, they would tell you the date. They had already pulled back and were showing the auditorium shot.
Oh, yeah.
So you couldn't see it. So we were getting no information whatsoever. We were just looking at a crowd going, well, that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, like everyone just need, like, it just amazes me that they will spend God knows how much on these giant sets and everything. Yeah. And then.
Yeah,
and then blow it, you know?
They don't
blow it on the actual presentation.
They don't have to make it such a huge deal. Let the videos are amazing. Let those speak for themselves. Stop with the jokes. And my God, that one guy from PopCap who came out, who was just so excited to be there and probably cracked a rib when he did that jump about Peggle 2. I mean, good Lord.
Mackie also cracked a rib when they announced Peggle 2.
I was very excited when they announced Peggle 2. I was watching 10 minutes wrong, of though. Plants vs. Zombies bullshit, and I was just like,
the FPS, yeah.
Please make this go away. And then the guy did a spinning kick in the air and was like, Peggle 2, derp. You know, it's like, all right, dude, I'm excited about that. I wouldn't have done that, but.
Yeah, that's one of those things that just like, I'm sure they thought that was just going to be awesome in like the dry run or whatever.
Yeah.
But there's a reason you do a dry run. And then you go, wow, that kind of sucks.
Yeah.
You know, and I just love the fact that they bring out Drake to talk about FIFA and then like, walked out and like Drake walks out to silence. Like people are like, oh, is that Drake?
Nobody knew who Drake was.
Yeah.
They were expecting a dragon.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. They were expecting a dragon or Uncharted 4.
Yeah. Yeah.
But instead, yeah, they got some.
Yeah, but
douche.
I think they were all just stunned into silence because before that they had had the Def Poetry Jam guy come out.
Oh,
to
the
talk
baller
about
beat.
Dribbling.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. He was dropping some. Hey, dribbling.
And it was like, okay, that's,
bounce tech.
All right,
that's another thing too. Stop naming your tech.
Yeah,
we don't care. You can name it all you want. Don't tell it to us like we're supposed to care.
No,
you recreated dribbling and now you're calling it bounce tech. Who fucking cares? No one in their right mind right now is going, it's got bounce tech.
And honestly,
unless you're talking about Dead or Alive 6.
Well, that's okay.
How have sports games not figured out how to make their models look good? Because like Madden, all the footage, I'm like, those people look like they're made of plastic.
Yeah.
Still.
They're still shiny.
Like you have a limited number of people on the field. You have a limited area to render. Like, you know,
yeah,
the
but
distance
you have to render 60,000 people in the stadium.
No, you don't.
No, those have always been cardboard cutouts. Those have never
looked
good.
That's why I cannot figure out why they can't get the models in sports games right. It doesn't matter what.
You like, had one job.
Yeah. Like, honestly, like, why?
I don't know.
Why do football players still look terrible? I don't care if they're dead-eyed because, let's face it, you're making a model and, yeah, it's going to be that. But, like, when their arms just look low poly and, like, they look shiny, like, plasticky, like, they. It just, I don't get how that still happens.
I like how after 25 years of, you know, 3D football games, guys still can't run into each other correctly.
Oh, yeah.
That's my favorite thing.
Well, they kind of pitched that they fixed that.
No, they haven't.
Well, they pitched it. Like, they have new collision tech where it's like.
They've been saying that for 24 years.
I know. But
nobody's fucking done it.
Since we're talking about Madden, let me just say one thing.
Fuck Madden?
No.
Oh.
No.
Do not come out and tell me that your game contains in-game footage and then show me a bunch of fucking cutscenes. Fuck you.
Yeah.
No one plays cutscenes. No one cares what that shit looks like. Show me what the game is going to look like. The game that I'm going to play 99.9% of the time.
Yeah, not all the replays of.
I'll tell you this.
Plays.
Don't show me an edited together thing that is not indicative of what that thing and call it in-game footage.
Except, obviously. I mean, you can introduce your game with 10, 15 seconds of cutscene.
Yeah.
But then you better show me the real deal.
But the replay footage, to be fair, the replay footage in Madden going back a while has been, I mean, that basically is the game. I mean, it doesn't pretty it up when you're playing replay mode. It just, you can choose angles that are actually interesting.
Sure, I have no problem with them showing the replay footage, but what I'm saying is there are subtle differences between the phrases running in-game engine or real in-game footage. What they said was, here is in-game footage from the new Madden. And it was all cutscene bullshit. Maybe that is running in the game, but it's not what anyone cares about.
People want to see in-engine or, you know, a live demo.
Yes. Show me gameplay.
Yeah.
Gameplay.
Yeah.
Because that's what he said. He said gameplay. Yeah. And it's not. Don't
do
that.
Do we want to talk about, since we're talking about in-engine type stuff, do we want to talk about Dark Sorcerer?
Well, it's not really a game. I mean, but it's literally just a tech demo.
It's an engine.
Yeah, but it is. I mean, we're in the software portion.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it was something they put out. It's just Quantic Dream put out. They're the ones that did Heavy Rain and Beyond Two Souls, the Ellen Page game.
Yeah.
It's because that's everyone. No one remembers what Beyond Two Souls is.
Because it's a terrible title.
Yeah. So it's a 12-minute little short film completely rendered on the PS4 just to kind of tech demo what they can do. Yeah. And,
well, that was running on the PS4 when they showed it.
Yeah. And I don't know, say what you will about the content of it and everything wise, but I mean,
it's,
goddamn,
it's
facial stuff.
It's goofy and humorous, but it looks fucking incredible.
We might actually finally get some face and mouth movements that don't look weird.
The teeth didn't look otherworldly, unless they were supposed to.
Yeah. I mean, yes, it looked amazing.
I mean, like, people were, like, proportion like people, like, no big hands, no weird dead eyes or droopy mouth or... weird fat lips or anything.
Yeah, and on the same page, the same Ellen page, the Remedy game, which I still don't know what the hell that is, Quantum Dream, or which really makes this all confusing as talking about which company is making what game, but Quantum Break. That looks like they finally figured out how to do facial animations and stuff like that, because that guy can almost close his mouth. So that's a step up over the Alan Wake technology where he was just the whole time and couldn't do that. So, you know, if that's what the next gen brings us, is the ability to close characters' mouths, I'm all for it.
The return of the silent protagonist.
No, this dude was talking. Oh. He would just close his mouth when he was done talking. Oh. I still don't know what that game is.
Which one? The
Quantum.
Oh, that's the Remedy one you're talking about? Okay, yeah.
It's where you freeze time.
Yeah, but it's the one at the initial Xbox press conference.
Starring Christopher Plummer.
Yeah, well, they were just showing actual like TV footage, and they're still saying it's some weird mix of TV and video game, but they're not explaining what that means.
Yeah.
And then the guy who was the model for Max Payne keeps making videos explaining the game, so it's extra weird. Just to see the guy, the face of Max Payne explaining.
Squinting.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
Looking down the list. I don't know. There's another Halo. We're obviously not the target for that.
I'm out on Halo. Halo 4 was such a boring
slog. Why was he wearing a robe over his armor?
That was so dumb. It was only for the reveal. That's the only reason they did it.
Well, yeah.
And it was so funny because everyone was like, oh, shit, Halo. Hey, wait a minute. Why is he wearing a robe and a hoodie?
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Maybe he's relaxing.
But he's in his suit. He's in his Master Chief suit.
That is his skin, sir.
Is it?
So no, did he crack his visor in the last one?
He took his helmet off at the end.
Oh, he did? Did we see Master Chief now?
Yeah. He's a dude.
Okay.
Yeah.
Master Chief 4?
No.
He took his helmet off.
At the end of 4?
Yeah.
Okay, so that they've already had that big reveal.
Yeah. Oh,
so why did he need to be in his suit and a robe?
Well, yeah.
Why would you wear a robe in the suit?
Why didn't he pull like the, you know, like Seamus is like out of the suit, like, hey, wearing spandex now.
Yeah, I know. What's up,
ladies?
It was only done for the reveal. Okay. It was just dumb.
All right.
Like I started to say earlier, I think the Castlevania game really looks neat. I've never given a shit about any of the 3D Castlevania games, but
I heard Lords of Shadow is good, and it's been sitting on my shelf for a long time.
I'm going to go back and play it now because...
Okay. I'll warn you, I've heard it's really long.
Really?
Like, you think it's going to be shorter than it is, but, you know, it's like a 3D action game, but it's like 20 hours worth of 3D action game.
Well, we'll see how far I get with that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Obviously, I paid no attention to the first one because Patrick Stewart is all over the video for the second one, and I was like, was Patrick Stewart in the first one? And then Twitter was like, yeah, he's in it a bunch. So that sort of makes me want to go back. And it's like open world Dracula in modern day running around causing havoc. I could get behind that. That sounds like a fun thing to me. Mm-hmm. I would play that game. So
Dr. Acula.
Yes. Yes. You're running around doing surgical procedures.
That works.
Blood transfusion.
You have hepatitis.
Let's see. Anything else? I mean, also, they showed some more Dragon Age.
Yeah, they showed a second of Dragon Age. They really showed nothing except that a character from the first one is back. So it's obviously tied to the first game, which is interesting.
And that's coming out over like basically everything but Wii U.
Yeah.
At least that's what seems like the listing. Yeah. But
yeah.
Yeah. So one place listed is not even being a next-gen title, which I think is dumb. That's probably not the case, but I think they just had bad facts.
Yeah, because that's
one place
be
I looked at was
year.
Like 360 PS3, and I was like, next year?
Yeah, no.
And Killer Instinct.
Ugh.
Free to play
don't
on Xbox.
Wait, what?
So they give you
care.
One character first, so get used to fighting that guy.
Yeah.
Because holy crap, you're going to fight the hell out of that guy.
Yeah.
Because it's just going to be a million kids playing that one guy.
Oh my god, I cannot even imagine. Like,
I didn't realize. I didn't make it past. I just watched the clip with the rape joke, air quotes joke.
Yeah,
and then like I didn't know that was the case. So that might actually be the bigger crime.
They didn't say that during the presentation. That came out later. No, obviously, later. They wouldn't have said that. Free to play, one character only. Bye, everybody.
There is like a pack where you can basically get the entire game.
Yeah, sure.
For like one price.
Right.
It's not like, but then again, who knows what that price is? Because you know, you look at some of like Marvel Heroes where it's like, oh, you can pay $70 to get all the Wolverine you want.
Yeah.
And that's one character.
Yeah.
So we'll see. But
I actually got to say, like, I didn't bother to look up anything about this at the time of their original press conference, but the Sony's Knack suddenly has me more interested because I think that has one of the Ratchet and Clank creators behind it.
Yeah.
Which I did not realize. I mean, it's not actual... was it Insomniac? Who did Ratchet and Clank? It's not Sucker Punch. Sucker Punch to Jack and Daxter.
Well, that was Naughty Dog.
No, that's Naughty Dog, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
I had one of those studios.
Anyway, but it's not the actual studio behind it, but it's like one of the creators is involved, I think, in some of the writing stuff. So it's like suddenly I became kind of more interested in that little property.
Yeah.
We'll see.
That looked good. What else? There was something else I wanted to... Obviously, Saints Row 4.
Yeah, the order looks interesting. A little too early to say anything. Or the order 1886. I mean, it's a weird steampunky thing. Don't have any idea what's going on.
Yeah.
Could be cool. Don't know.
Bad title. Cut that 1886 right out of there.
You can call it 1886, The Order, but not The Order 1886.
Yeah. South Park is still coming out.
Oi, Witcher 3.
Yeah.
Oi, Witcher!
Witcher! So, I'm actually strangely... I would really want to play the Scribblenauts DC version because when I read about the fact that like you can use modifiers on when you summon the heroes, that could be a lot of fun.
They're saying that every named character in the DC universe is in that game.
That does not surprise me.
Every named character.
That does not
surprise me. Considering everything they put into the other Scribblenauts games, yeah.
Okay.
I know you, Chuck.
Yeah, like hundreds of lanterns. Yeah.
All of them.
Yeah. I know you want D4. Swery's new game.
I will
Xbox
play
Xbox One exclusive.
I will play the hell out of whatever the hell D4
now,
is.
Now that was the cel shaded thing, right?
Yep. I'll play it. I don't care. All episodic murder mystery from the guy who made Deadly Premonition. Yep. Please. Right now.
I also
want Murdered Soul Suspect, which they just keep describing as what if John McClane died and then continued to persist trying to save his wife.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It sounds to me like the coma moment in Driver San Francisco, where it's just like you're doing something, then all of a sudden you realize, hey, wait a minute, I have ghost powers. I want that game.
Yeah.
I tell you what game, you know, there hasn't been a frame of footage, just all they have to say. Well, maybe there has been. I haven't actually looked to see if there's been things after the fact, but the Thief reboot, that is a series that I loved back in the day on PC, and we've come a long way with bow mechanics.
Yeah.
Like that could be really awesome. I don't know if anybody ever liked those games.
I think there was some footage of it.
At
the Sony one.
All right. I must have missed that because I was, a lot of this was happening while we were podcasting during the Sony one. So it was like half watching it. And
yeah. It's just stealth's a tricky thing.
That was one that always got it good. I mean, it's weird because like to me, Thief was always like when I first played Splinter Cell, I was like, I started playing it and I was like, I did a lot of this in Thief and it was kind of better. And a lot of things that bothered me in Splinter Cell, like the limited ammo and conserving things and, you know, deciding whether to use arrows to shoot out lights versus, you know, shooting a guy was really fascinating to me in that and bothered the hell out of me in Splinter Cell for some reason.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I'm interested.
Yeah, and there's more trials.
Trials?
Yeah. For big and little systems.
I like trials.
Yeah,
I like more trials. Give me trials.
I'm glad it's coming to PS4.
Mm-hmm.
So I can play it.
Trials.
Ha. 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 Jokes.
Jokes.
Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah. I mean, look, there our concerns about not having next-gen games to play, there's still a big chunk of this-gen games coming out that are only going to be on this gen. They're like Grand Theft Auto and Saints Row, stuff like that. I mean, there's going to be big stuff coming out to keep us busy on the current consoles far into the next gen. So I'm not worried about that. Plus, I'm getting all the consoles, so I'll have all the games. And I can't give them to any of you.
Yeah, it's going to be a bummer.
I was going to borrow
Dead Rising 3 from you. But
can you steal that? You can't borrow games from friends, but can you steal them?
Yes.
Okay. If you can steal them, deauthorize
them, and then you own the game.
Awesome.
So hooray, thievery.
Yeah.
Cool. I like that. If I can steal your game, steal my
copy of Thief.
I wonder what happens when you try to sell your console.
If you try to steal your copy of Thief, then the Watch Dogs come after you. And
oh, I see what we're doing here.
Yeah. Then you're murdered. You're the sole suspect.
Uh-huh.
Oh, God. So should we get into some emails and voicemails?
Oh, sure,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, let's do that.
Hopefully they're related to this.
I know at least one of the games, we'll I know the right. Email is. Whoa. This one's from Jay.
Hi, Jay.
It says, E3, y'all.
Y'all.
Right.
Hey, No Quarters crew. Jay here, and I wanted to know if it's too soon to dedicate Taylor Swift's We Are Never Getting Back Together to Microsoft. On a serious note, I was happy to see Nintendo's gonna Nintendo. As a Wii U owner, Super Mario 3D World, Smash Brothers, and Mario Kart 8 was what I wanted, and yes to Mega Man. Also a question. I've heard a rumor that the Xbox One is having issues with their GPU production and will be supply constrained this holiday season. Will the hardcore Xbox fans buy all the available consoles and force casual consumers to pick up the cheaper and more consumer-friendly PS4 and Wii U this holiday? Or will the Xbox One be widely available and collect dust as the PS4 and or Wii U fly off shelves? Ghost Ride the Whip, Jay out, sent to you through the power of Tim Cook's charisma.
The day that Wii U's fly off the shelf...
Is the day that they put wings on Wii U's.
One.
Yeah. That's not happening.
Either way, the PS4 is going to fly off shelves.
Look,
yeah, I think you're going to have trouble getting any of them.
They're going to both be limited, and because of that, they will sell out. They will sell out because, one, people want them, and two, people will buy them to sell to other people. They're going to be impossible to find.
It always happens.
I'm not sold on the Xbox One yet, but that's why I pre-ordered it, because if I am by that time, I don't want to be left out.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Hmm. Yeah, and me, I was totally content to wait, but at $399, PS4 was... a price that I was willing to go.
Yeah.
Because if they had said 500, I'd be like, all right, you know what? Next year.
Yeah. When you guys need to do a price drop because no one knows what's happening.
Yeah. I pre-ordered my PS4, budgeted the money for it already, and Xbone will happen when it happens.
Damn right.
Yeah.
So next year, maybe I'll get it for myself for my birthday like I did my 360 many, many moons ago.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And Nintendo... put out Nintendo stuff.
Yeah.
Did they say anything about Pikmin?
Yes.
Yeah, there was some Pikmin 3 stuff. And some Bayonetta 2 stuff.
Oh, that's right. Bayonetta 2.
Yeah. She got a new haircut.
Oh, enjoy that.
There was some cute video with the Nintendo guy going, "Don't attack my eyes."
Yeah. Was
that Miyamoto saying that?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, Nintendo.
It was
Donkey Kong Country. Cute. Come on, retro.
But Nintendo's just doing...
they're doing Nintendo stuff. Yeah, they're doing what they always
do. Doing franchisey stuff.
And they have Sonic.
Fascination with Smash Brothers, utterly, like, I can't wrap my head around it. I don't get it. Dude, I played a lot of Smash Brothers on GameCube, and I just don't get it.
I was trying to figure out what the appeal is, and I figured it out. It's nostalgia mixed with beating shit up. Because people want violence, and they want their nostalgia, so... just make all your favorite characters beat the shit out of each other.
Yeah.
And hit a bunch of buttons. You don't have to have any skill.
That was my impression. Buttons. I was just like, this is taking no skill to do this.
Yeah.
Like that was the thing that about it that struck me the most was it's like I don't feel like I'm ever getting better at this.
Yeah.
You know, and if I played a game for a dozen hours, I should feel better at it than I was in the beginning.
I never felt like I was making progress.
Because I knew all the systems and everything. Yeah, I just felt like I'm doing the exact same thing again.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. But hey, people love it, so enjoy.
Yeah.
And it's got Mega Man in it now, so enjoy that, because that's all Mega Man you're fucking getting.
Does it mean it's going to be harder now? Like,
doubt it.
Oh, okay.
No, Mega Man dies in one hit.
Yeah.
So if you want the hard mode, don't play as Mega Man.
Thank you for finishing that terrible joke.
Jokes. Yep. There's going to be a new Mario Kart, new 3D Mario. All the things.
I haven't played a Mario Kart in God knows how long, so I'm probably the market for a Mario Kart.
I played the Wii version for about a day and had fun with it and just never went back to it. Same with the Smash Brothers on Wii. I just, you know, I got it and was like, hey, this is pretty fun, and then just never had the desire to go back to it.
I exchanged friend codes with people and then never played games with them.
Friend codes. Jesus Christ.
And they still have them.
Yes, they're longer
than your social security number.
Yeah.
For God's sake, Nintendo.
They should just make you use your social security number.
Yeah.
Genius move.
That would be a good exchange.
So do we have voicemails?
No. We got a voicemail. I believe it's from Scott from Dallas.
Really? Can we listen to it?
I think we can.
Awesome. Let's do that. I'm listening.
Sup, no quarters, guys. This is Scott from Dallas for the E3 episode. I mean, there's really nothing to say about the Xbox One that, you know, everyone hasn't already viciously torn apart already. My brother-in-law is getting one, though. He's pre-ordered it. He wants to sell it on eBay for more money. And I don't think that's going to go well. PS4, you know, just like you guys, I pre-ordered that right away. I mean, holy shit, that thing looks amazing. The surprise to me was the Wii U. I haven't gotten one yet, even though I usually get every console, and I'm obviously not doing that this generation. But, you know, I was like, you know, my receiver doesn't have enough HDMI slots for all the other shit I got put into it, so, you know, one more console would be horrible, and look at some of the games they're coming out with, you know, not all the stuff that's in the Nintendo Direct, because, you know, I don't really give a shit about Mario at this point, or Donkey Kong. I don't care about Wind Waker and all, that was a fucking bad game. But, like, Smash, I like playing that with friends, and, especially Drunk. And then there's that beautiful gel-looking game, which also looks a bit like Pikmin, where everyone's like a Japanese Power Ranger, and you make them this way, you know, whatever. It looks like zany fun. So I might get one of those when there's a price drop to about $250 or something. Right now, it's too close to the price of a PS4, and it's not worth that much. Anyway, that's my way in on E3. Scott out.
Yeah, he's talking about the wonderful 101, which sort of looks like Pikmin, but even crazier. That looks pretty sweet. I mean, that's an actual not Nintendo property. That's a Platinum Games property.
Yeah. Oh,
so okay.
Crazy.
Crazy.
Beat totes cray.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, Nintendo.
What was wrong with Wind Waker, motherfucker?
Wind Waker, that polarizes the fuck out of people. Some people adore that game, and other people are just like, that's the worst Zelda ever, man.
It is not. Are they
so it's not the worst out- Zelda, because if you count those ones that were made by that one other company.
Oh, yeah. The CDI.
Yeah.
Are they
ones?
Editing out the sailing?
They said they've fixed. The
fixed it, huh?
They've made alterations.
What's okay. wrong with the sailing?
But Tingle is still in there.
Because you had to do like 3 trillion hours of it at the end of the game when you thought you were getting near the end.
It's all right.
Well, it's because they cut out a giant landmass.
Yeah.
So you just had to keep sailing.
Yeah.
Yeah. They specifically said in that Nintendo Direct they have made alterations to the game to make it better.
Yeah. It just seems weird how time has changed everyone's opinion on Wind Waker. Because I didn't remember when it came out, everyone was like,
People didn't like the aesthetic of it.
Yeah.
I loved it when it came out, and I still like it.
Yeah. Now everyone remembers that game so fondly.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't get it.
It was a bold choice.
I don't know shit about Zelda, so. All right.
It was just interesting. The art style was interesting. I played most of it up until the point where you had to sail around for forever, and I thought I got lost and eventually got disinterested and never finished it. But if they fixed it, I'm more than happy to give it another shot. I do have a Wii U. Might as well do something with it.
Mm-hmm.
So
you're the only one.
Use it as an Amazon device.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get consoles and play them.
Get something. I mean, you say you have too many HDMI things, but I bet something you have there, you got to have like a Blu-ray or something there you can lose by getting, if you got a PS4
yeah.
at least.
Yeah.
Or one, well, whatever.
Like, some people only have like 3 HDMI.
I know, but I'm saying
swap it out.
Yeah, you don't need the standalone player if you have a console.
If you have a DVD player, like, Blu-ray player.
Go to monoprice.com and buy a splitter.
Or that.
PS3.
For like
PS4.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, if you're still keeping the
Xbox 360.
Ones going, yeah.
That's 3.
Well,
I guess maybe we're just...
Get a second job. Wii get a better receiver.
Yeah. Buy more TVs. Yeah. No. I mean, I guess we're just of the opinion. I'm like, I'm ready to retire my PS3
yeah.
as soon as the new thing comes out. You know, it's like, all right, you're out of here.
Yeah, time for a new thing.
Get out of here, 3. Yeah. It's
hopefully
time for 4.
It will have downloaded all 40 gigs of Uncharted 3 by the time that happens.
Do I have
Is that
to...
on free games
now
or something?
It's on PlayStation Plus right now.
I'm going to do that just so I don't have to put the disc in.
Do I have to... No, I can't get... Yeah, never mind.
What's that?
I was thinking if I had to have a PS3 to get a PS Plus account.
No, you can get the account. You just can't download anything.
Right.
But you can sign up. I think you can queue them up on the website.
Purchase them?
Yeah. I believe you can queue them up on
the website.
But those
won't transfer over to my PS4.
Don't you have to some sort of device that can connect to it? Can you do it just simply through the website only?
You can probably queue them up.
It's my understanding that you can do that and you can queue up downloads.
But you might have to enter in your system information.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It may have to say,
like, you don't have a Vita or something.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what it's tied to.
All them Vita games, too, because I'm greedy.
Yeah, I've downloaded everything. It's like, oh, it's free? Mine.
Yeah.
I don't have a Vita yet.
Smart.
Get it.
Yeah.
Purchase.
So, yeah.
I mean, you will have to start paying for your Plus membership, like, now.
But it's what, like $60 a year?
50.
50?
Yeah, whatever.
Okay.
Damn right.
I'm just giving you all the facts here.
Yeah. Like, appreciate it. But, you know.
Appreciate
it. I mean, I don't know. We can, if you have to have a PlayStation device,
You have a PSP?
Oh, no, I have an extra PlayStation sitting there. We might be able to fuck around and get working long enough for you to at least sign up for PlayStation Plus.
Yeah, gin that thing up.
Yeah.
What was broken about
that
one?
Yeah.
Network connectivity.
It's going to be tough to download.
Wait. Was it the wireless or the Ethernet?
I think it was
the
both,
Ethernet?
But I know if I can figure out how to take
Thanks.
If I can figure out how to open up the George Foreman grill, I'm pretty sure there's just a wire that comes loose. I read about it.
Yeah.
That it doesn't even take tools. It's just like you have to figure out how to open up and go
put that wire back in.
Yeah. Because it controls both.
So. Yeah.
All right. So
that'll
see.
Be fun. Let's
how
do it.
How to disassemble.
You need some weird tools. I'll tell
Johnny
you.
Johnny 5.
Oh, by the way, any hard drive in PS4.
Any
laptop drive?
Pretty much, yeah.
Really?
Any. Just like PS3 was.
Yeah, I mean, there's some that people have said, like, this is better than X, but, you know.
If you're really psychopathic.
He just paid $53, got him a 500 gig Western Digital Scorpio Blue.
Going to open it up tomorrow.
And that's laptop size?
Worried about backing your shit up? Well, you never played any games. What are you
There's nothing to back up. There's nothing on there.
Good job.
Laptop
there's
size,
a buzz
right?
Yeah. Save
2.5.
You'll just have to re-download all this stuff.
I was wondering about, like, the PS4. You're going to be able to do the same thing on there.
I might do it right off the bat. Like, throw a 3 terabyte in there.
Well, I don't think they make them that big for laptops.
Oh. And they throw a 2 terabyte in there?
Yeah.
But I mean, I was wondering, like, somewhere, like, I'm going to live with a 500 gig because I'm wondering if, like, a year from now you might be able to buy, like, a 1 terabyte solid state and throw it in there.
That's going to cost you so much money, it's not going to be worth it.
But I'm wondering if someone is going to put a solid state thing in that just to benchmark it, and I'm curious how much of a difference it might make, because you know it's probably got a SATA 3 controller in it, so
yeah.
Saying benefit would have been lost on something like PS3.
Yeah, I'm not going to worry about hard drives on the new systems until I figure out exactly how much space is. I mean, just how what's it? I mean, like,
well, with me, it's more them telling us, okay, which drive's the best one to use?
Yeah,
the most compatible,
right?
Because that influenced which one I purchased.
Yeah.
For the PS3.
But I mean, with the X-Bone, like they've said, you can't replace the 500 gig that's in it, although you can use external drives. However, if all the games that you install then go to the cloud, then I wouldn't keep shit on my hard drive. I would just install a game, and then when I'm done with it, just say, okay, it's in the cloud. If I ever want to play it again, I'll just re-download it.
Which is pretty much how 3 is now.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
That's why every single Plus game, whether I own it or not, I'm just like, at least go through the checkout process, maybe not download it.
Mm-hmm.
Purchase it. Yeah, biggest laptop drive right now is 2 gig that I've seen.
2 terabyte.
Or 2 terabyte, yeah.
2 gig, Jesus.
Not bad.
It's tiny. You can get one game.
So one last thing.
Ooh.
Might be the best thing.
Price of the podcast?
What? No.
$1.99.
This podcast is free.
This isn't an actual free full game, but it is a DLC for a game that...
Is it free
we love. And that is Walking Dead 400 Days.
Yeah.
Which is straight up DLC for episode 1 or for season 1.
Mm-hmm.
That it's its own episode featuring characters that will most likely appear in season 2.
Yep. I would walk 500.
Yeah. And working as a bridge between the 2 seasons.
Yep. Comes out in July for $5.
Yep.
Hmm.
And they put out a infographic right away of like questions you were going to ask. Like, is this related to season 1? Kind of.
Yeah.
Does it feature any of the characters? No. Do your choices in season 1 figure into this? Yes. Do your choices from this figure into season 2?
Yes.
So I'll play it.
Yeah.
Okay. So I played season 1 on the 360. What's going to happen if they're going to keep going? You know what I mean? Like if eventually this transitions to the next gen, are we going to like Mass Effect lose all our choices? Like,
you just have to bust out the 360 again.
They will
just keep playing it on that forever.
No,
yeah.
They will make an update, and it will generate a 700-digit code that you can enter into your new game.
There will probably be some sort of questionnaire, like with Mass Effect, like, did this happen or did that happen?
Well, what would be smart is that they go ahead and they say, when this comes out, like, you know, I had this to the 360 and I play it, and they go, generate cloud save. And so when season 2 comes out on the 1, mm-hmm. I mean, and I know it's not going to apply to me necessarily, but... generate cloud save, and then it can look to that, and then when you pick up season 2 on the new console, it can pull in all your choices.
Yeah, or you could do like the
how
BioWare's done, and you link it to an account on their website.
There you go.
And
I mean, because really,
it
if you
generates
think,
the variables for you.
If you think about it, there's really not that many choices in season 1.
No,
I mean, not in text file format.
No, it's
you
basically know, it's one survivor.
Considering they give
one,
you a
one,
checklist
zero.
At the end of the game
right.
that says.
Yeah.
Yeah, your choices
where you could have decided.
They've been uploaded already somewhere anyway.
Yeah. Oh, have they? Okay.
Yeah, because it gives you that percentage.
Well, yeah, because they have the stats. Yeah. True, like, they have full stats of everything. Like, how long people took to decide things. Yeah. And just all sorts of crazy
stuff. So, I don't know
how
anonymous that stuff was, but they may have generated a text file with your gamer tag in it or something with your choices. Maybe. I mean, we can hope for the best on that.
Either way, it's more Walking Dead.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing.
Yeah, I'm just saying, it'd be amazing if they actually thought ahead to let you switch platforms. Like, okay, I'm going to play season 2 on PS4. Well, guess what? We have your information on Telltale, so I don't know, do this thing to recover.
Honestly, I might play through it again on Steam because I got it in one of the Humble Bundles. And
Just go PC from here on out?
Yeah, just do Steam from here on out.
I think I might own The Walking Dead on every platform. But The Walking Dead and Pinball Arcade might have become my I don't care what it is, I own it on all of them.
And Pinball Arcade is on PS4.
Yeah, yeah. And
people
Ouya.
Have played it. Yeah, but the Ouya version sucks.
Yeah, it's not good.
Nope.
Ouya.
But yeah. Pinball Arcade. They showed that at the Sony press conference. It was in the montage. Pinball Arcade. Right there.
Yeah.
So.
I'm just glad those guys get to put their game out somewhere.
Again.
But it helps that PS4 lets, indies developers don't have to pay the monstrous fee. Like, anyone can publish. Whereas Xbox One, you have to go through a whole approval process.
Do you think we're ever going to see another table on a Microsoft console for that?
No.
Not in the 360, no.
No. No.
It's done at this point.
Okay.
There was a reason I bought the season pass on the PlayStation version.
Yeah. Might have to do that.
Yeah.
I was actually I was semi thinking about adopting Windows because I was thinking that might be, when it comes out on Steam, that might be the fastest distribution. But I don't know, with the way PlayStation 4 sounds, kind of like, yeah, whatever, bring it on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, maybe that's going
to
be it.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see. It's going to be fun.
I hope my tables transfer over, maybe. Hopefully, the DLC part of it.
Yeah,
I might have to rebuy the game or whatever, but
I really hope that
would be nice.
Those are compatible, but we'll see. Because I think it's a tough sell for them to be like, yeah, you know, those things you just spent $30-something to get.
It's already,
and that was at a discount
to the Vita, and the, you know, so why not cross buy it one more place?
Yeah, because I mean, your Plus account transfers over. It'd be super easy for them to go, yeah, you already bought this, just redownload these tables.
Yep.
So because it's not like they're going to be better. They're just going to be the same. I mean, they're just running on PS4 instead of PS3.
Yeah. So we'll see.
It's not like they're going to be in 4K or anything.
All right, that's it. We'll wrap this up, right?
Yeah. E3 is done.
Yeah.
Go to bed.
Yeah, we'll be back somewhat soon with a regular full episode. Yeah. We have played some games. We just talked about games we haven't played this week.
Yeah. It's a bonus. This is a bonus episode.
Every episode's a bonus.
Yeah. It's a precious gift.
It is, man. Your life is short. You should enjoy it.
My life is short.
Listening to us.
Life is short. Listen to our podcast. Yeah.
So there was a lot of bullshit in this episode that you may not have seen because you didn't watch the live stream. Well, live stream, just because we say that, you can go back and watch it anytime. It's posted on YouTube at youtube.com/noquartersnet.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Come watch the tomfoolery that we cut out of the final episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Yay. See our smiling faces.
See us drink Sonic milkshakes and
tumblers full of vodka. Mm-hmm. All that good stuff.
Tumblr.com.
But yeah, that's all the contact information you need for the short episode, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
You know where to find us.
Right? Yeah.
So do it.
Yeah.
Twitter, Facebook, No Quarters Net.
Mm-hmm. Everywhere.
Yeah.
It's easy.
Just type No Quarters Net into Google.
Garfield phone.
Bing, actually. Sorry. No, Bing. Bing us.
No.
Hey, fanboy. Quit talking about
that. Don't bing us.
No, you search for us on Sony's social network, which doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Curiosity. What was that?
Go to,
that
go to Sony.
That started with Q.
Oh, God.
Quar.
Sony.com/search.
We have a PlayStation Home hangout. You can come.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Hang out with us.
We will have a crew in the crew,
yes.
I think.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We have to have a crew.
Obviously, the four of us are the crew, but if you want to take us down.
Yeah.
We'll talk about this in a year and a half when the game comes out.
If you want to take us down, good luck.
Yeah, that's how a crew talks.
Fuck yeah, Gauntlet Throne, man.
Anyway. All our names are going to be Razor Callahan 1. Yeah. Razor Callahan the other one.
That was going to be my PSN gamer tag.
I'm going to be Mach 3 Callahan.
Fusion Callahan. Yes.
Oh, we should do
Mach 3 Turbo Callahan. That's even better.
Yeah.
Some other jerk's going to come up and be like Chick Callahan.
You have to make it a female avatar, though. It's awesome.
Sure.
Female Drivatar.
Yes, Drivatar.
I love it.
Nair.
So good. Yep.
Nads Callahan.
All right.
What?
Nads, that with sugar.
Wax Callahan.
Yeah. Electrolysis. I'll be electrolysis Callahan.
I'll be laser hair removal.
Yeah.
Dear, oh dear.
All good choices.
Mm-hmm.
For Callahans.
I'll be alopecia Callahan.
Oh.
Nice.
There I'll just is. Be Harry Callahan.
Wait.
Perfect. I love it. Perfect.
5 o'clock shadow.
Yep. Pursuit Callahan.
Oh, pursuit. Soul, pursuit Pat Callahan.
Yeah.
Pursuit. Pursuit.
Right.
All right. We so got to anyway, get out of here.
Let's get out of here. God, I'm Nemecky.
I'm BJ.
I'm Chuck.
And I'm Harlow.
This and is I'm Razor Callahan.
And this is No Quarters Out.
Motherfucker.